United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Jim Baker resigned.
Could get fired for something you said on Facebook, but it depends on what you said. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Why?
No.
What if, okay.
I don't care.
Okay. I work at McDonald's.
Okay. I hate McDonald's.
Okay.
I say it on Facebook.
Okay. But what if I totally just trashed McDonald's? And I have managers that I'm friends with.
Okay.
Well, then I can get fired.
That's wrong.
No.
No.
I shouldn't be trashing something like that.
But you shouldn't be fired because you trashed it. My voice should not have consequences just because you don't like what I say.
Yeah, but still, you're slandering the business. Or
especially when you ask me.
What do you mean?
They asked him a question.
Have you guys ever heard of revenge porn?
Revenge what?
Revenge porn.
No.
Well, there's this internet...
Talk to the mic.
There's this internet phenomenon where just sometimes real, sometimes fake topless pictures of, like, average everyday young women. They make their way onto the net and, like... people profit off of them.
That's something different.
And
because you're taking the picture, and I'm not doing it. If I choose to put naked photos up of me on the internet, that's my business.
That is true.
If you put naked photos of me on the internet, that's something else.
That is true.
But if I do it, I mean, and then I can't be mad when I put naked photos of me on the internet. When I take a naked photo of me and I send it to someone else. But I can't be mad when people send it and put it on Facebook.
It is a very rare occurrence.
That's your fault.
I should have never taken the naked photo
and sent it to
someone else.
That's your fault.
You know, if I take a naked photo of myself and I send it to you, then I shouldn't have done that.
I don't think blackmail should be legal.
I didn't say that's not blackmail.
Okay.
I had no business taking the naked photo.
It's pretty much blackmail.
No. Who took the photo?
She took the photo. She sent it. And she knows that photo is out there now because she took it. She sent it. You got to think before you do stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's not really blackmail. It's you knew where that photo was going.
This story is kind of far-fetched, but it's true. There's this guy named Hunter Moore, and he operates like this internet hacking ring, basically hacks into women's personal computers.
That's different. He shouldn't. He has. He can't. My purse. If you hack into what I have, then it's wrong. But if I send it to you, it's different.
Yeah.
If I ask you for a naked photo of you and you send it to me and I put it on Facebook or put it on the internet, Dodo, you shouldn't have sent it.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have taken it. But if I hack into your machine, which is illegal, and it's unauthorized, it's like people at Target now.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting their credit cards. People are getting credit. Somebody hacked into their system, and they put their credit cards everywhere.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, also back to what we were saying about this. What's his name? His name Phil? Phil Robertson?
Phil Robertson.
Yeah.
Hey, David, your mic's on. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say that you got to know. He had to know that what he was going to say could possibly get him in trouble, too.
That's the point. He had the right to say it. And he was not as he was more graphic. It's like President Obama's preacher, Jeremiah Wright.
Okay.
What he said was not wrong. How he said was awfully off color.
Mm-hmm.
I would not recommend any pastor, preacher, teacher, anyone to get priest to get in the pulpit of a church and say, you know, the chickens have come to roost, GD America. You know, I wouldn't, but what he said was, he was not incorrect in what he said. How he said it was awfully crude.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the right in America to say it, whether I liked it or not.
That is true.
So how do I, you know, differentiate? As long as it's political correct and it gives everybody a warm fuzzy, then I can say it. But I can't say what I believe. If I believe that a man and a man should be together, then I ought to be able to say it. And if I say that I don't think they should be together, I should be able to say it. I think it's sin.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just...
I mean, he was a little graphic with it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think what he said was tasteless and weird.
It was not the most... It was tasteless. Let me say this. How he said it, because he said more than just quoted a scripture. I mean, he got graphic with it.
Yeah, he did.
And it was a bit much. I agree. But he has, as Americans, we have the right to freedom of speech.
That's true.
If you want to call me the N-word, you have the right to say it.
Yes, but should I be able to do that when I'm representing a company's name, brand,
He's not representing a company's name, brand. He was on right now. Jeff and Ben and Sticks and Mark, they all are part of Tracy and Friends, which is my name. And I will tell people, and I try to convince people, and sometimes some things that Jeff says I get faulted for. But I try to tell them the views and opinions, hand me that remote control, the views and opinions said by Jeff Green are not the views and opinions of Tracy Winbush.
That makes sense.
If you heard Jeff say it, Jeff said it. Tracy didn't say it. And just because Jeff said it on Tracy's show does not mean Tracy agrees with what Jeff said.
I think they have the right to fire him.
They do have the right to fire him. But I still think that the right that they have to fire him is wrong in what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the right. A company has the right to disallow the contract of anyone that they choose. So they can do that.
I don't think they violated his rights.
It's not that they, police, they didn't violate his rights, but what it did was it put out a strong signal to anyone, keep your mouth shut. If you work for me, keep your mouth shut. Don't say what you feel. Don't say what you believe. Keep your mouth shut. If they ask you a question, either toe the line or shut up. That's what they said.
Bottom line here is also, they're going to get rehired. I mean, this is not something that's going to last forever. These guys are so famous. These guys are so popular that even though he said this, this is just a little bump for them. They'll be back on TV. I mean, I know everyone makes a big deal about this, and I know everyone's concerned, but they will be back. I guarantee
it. Actually, over the weekend,
I'm not even a watcher, but still, they will be back.
Actually, over the weekend, when it happened, Cracker Barrel got a great epiphany. They were going to pull all Duck Dynasty stuff from their store.
Really?
And they got because of the blowback that they got, they put it back on the shelf.
I told you. They'll be back. Everyone loves them.
But this is not about
yeah,
Duck Dynasty.
Bigger than Duck
this
Dynasty.
This is bigger than that. This is about me. I should be able to say I don't like people with blue eyes.
And not get in trouble.
Well, Tracy, why don't you like people with blue eyes? Because I don't.
Well, you should be able to say that, but the point is you're not going to be able to say that and still be like this big multi-million-dollar.
Then I will never, I'm telling you guys now, I will never be a, if my beliefs are predicated on what other people think, and I've got to toe the line that I just became a pauper. Because I'm going to say how I feel and what, I'm going to tell you the truth as I know it, and I'm not going to call, leave that mic alone. I'm not going to call that abnormal, I'm not going to call that what I think is abnormal, normal. I'm not going to do it. So don't ask me a question that you don't want my answer to. Hi, Six.
Hey, made it.
Hey, your mic's not on. So I mean, if you can't ask, Tracy, do you like the color blue? No, I don't like it. I think it looks putrid. Well, that's just crazy.
Is that working now?
Yeah, it's working.
That's
now.
Better.
What do you think of that, Six?
Did anybody actually read the article?
No, I'm not picking up an article. I'm not buying that magazine.
It was a hit piece.
I'm
this
reading
man,
it
this
right
reporter
now.
Spent some time
I'm reading it right now.
In Louisiana with this family. And from the first paragraph, it was a hit piece.
Why do you say that?
It's condescending from paragraph one. You had some elitist clown from New York City went down to Louisiana thinking he's better than these people, and that's what the whole article was about.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Eric Palin. Why did you go somewhere you know they didn't like you?
He didn't.
Yeah, you
the
did.
Reporter came to him.
Don't
he
matter.
He didn't go to the reporter.
I bet you if I call right now and ask to get an interview, I won't get one. So just because they called a neighbor from GQ, they just thought that they were going to be nice and give him a warm, fuzzy article? You know how hard it is to get.
But,
how hard it is to get that contract, to be able to do that exclusive?
But this particular family doesn't care. That's
so
what
can
you
I
don't
call
understand.
Them tomorrow? And can I get them so we can go down?
I don't know. I haven't tried yet.
We want to go down and do a live show from Duck Dynasty Farmland down there in Louisiana and want to interview them.
As a producer, I'll get right on that.
Make sure you do that. All right. 8440, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. You could probably get him on the show. All you got to do is call him.
Well,
I bet money on it.
Hey, Jace is coming. Jace Robertson is coming to Newcastle.
My question is he coming to Tracy and friends? I don't care if he comes.
Well, then I'll have to see if we can get him when he's coming to Newcastle.
But I
want to say this. You know, in that article, he's quoting the Bible. And if I'm not mistaken, you cannot fire somebody based on their religion. And
but
I tell
said
you
more
what,
than that. But
he's got the cash. He's got the cash where he could sue that network. He could end up owning them.
The network has more money than he does.
I don't know.
No.
Well, I tell you what, he's got a lot of money, buddy.
A&E? That's the question.
Oh shoot!
I'm just telling you. He's got more money than what you guys think he does.
This is not.
That little family that he's got. That little factory that he's got there, that ain't nothing. That ain't where he's making it. That's just a put-on. He's got factories making his stuff.
Boardman Frame House.
But he has, I mean, depends on who owns A&E. And Disney owns A&E. He doesn't have more money than Disney.
What you don't understand is he doesn't care.
Well,
that's the point. That's the point of this. And the thing about A&E is this whole thing is gutless. Because if you're going to stand by your conviction, they should have canceled the entire show.
But actually, if you're going to boycott A&E, because a lot of people are boycotting A&E,
you got to boycott
Disney.
History.
How do you boycott?
If you boycott A&E, you got to boycott History, Discovery. I forget. But History and Discovery are the two big ones that I like.
Why is everybody so shocked also? This is another thing is my question. Why is everyone so shocked that he said this? It's just like everyone – did anyone not see this coming?
No. I think we saw it. We didn't see it coming. The problem is we didn't think it was going to be – the blowback was going to be as bad as it is.
But I can see the remark he made.
They blocked out
Jesus
on the network. They blocked out –
they did what?
Every time that Jesus' name came up on the network while they were praying, they blocked it out. Yeah, I can see it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's already complained about that. But, I mean, the remark he made – I can see any number of old men that I work with making that off-the-cuff remark sitting on a tractor seat or sitting in a pickup truck seat.
I understand that, and I think it's okay for him to say
it. Yeah,
because you are not that
that's
old
me.
Man.
I'm
just
64
saying,
years old.
You're how old?
I'm 64.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm 64 going on about 17 or 18.
You don't sound 64. You sound like you're in your 30s.
Yeah, and I don't. And I like women's plumbing. I don't like the other plumbing. So there.
You said you like women's clothing?
Plumbing.
Not on me. Not on me.
I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say?
I don't know what to say.
So you've never been around older men that are rude, crude, obscene, and socially unacceptable?
Annie, move your mic to you. Yeah, I'll move up, yeah.
I mean... You know, you do 20 years in the service and work in a steel mill.
But
everybody you're in contact with is rude, crude, obscene.
But you can't do that anymore. Right now, no, you can't.
If you're 67 years old, yes, you can.
You're not working to retire. Hey, 724, your mic is on. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tracy.
Larry Long, how you doing, darling?
Oh, just enjoying the global warming.
Man, that global warming out there, you know.
Are you somewhere that I don't know anything about? Because if you live in Columbiana County, and I was down towards that way today, and it's as cold down there, it's not colder than it is here. So I don't know what you're talking about, global warming.
There's no such thing.
No snow.
It's snowing right now.
It was snowing when I was on my way here.
You must have missed that.
Yeah. So what's up, Larry?
Well, this whole Duck Dynasty, first of all, I've never watched the show. I don't care to watch it. I'm not defending the guy. I don't care how much money he got. But I think it's one of them, you know, they always talk, Alex Jones calls a false flag. I call it a gay and racist false flag because the narrative has been about free speech and all that. That guy has every right to say what he did. And A&E has every right to let him go, too. I mean, they had the publicist there and everything, so they have every right. However, I think A&E makes a bad decision because if that family walks and takes that show with them, there's all kinds of networks that would welcome them with open arms and their 14 million viewers every week. But here we are talking about
A&E.
And it really doesn't matter. The thing that matters is the Obamacare is still imploding. And
oh,
the narrative
there you go.
It's some guy that's down in Louisiana, hates gays and black people. And I've read, Tracy, what he said. I don't see where there was a racist comment other than the African-American branch of the DNC, the NAACP, came out and said it was racist. I didn't see anything racist that the man said.
Larry, you know you can't call nothing racist. You know we on the Law and Racist crew. We don't know what racism is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you read that. There was nothing he said. They asked him for his opinion. He said, hey, the African-Americans I worked with, we was all rich. He said he even called himself white trash.
Yeah. And the thing is, Larry, I can see a statement like that coming out of my father's mouth or any of those older guys of that era.
Let me say it this way. That era is that era. And let me say, as I said, what he said was not what I would call politically correct. It was not, I mean, he could, hey, local call, turn your mic down. He could have said it a little bit better. He could have quoted the Bible and been a little bit more, had a little bit more diplomacy in what he says. But he ain't a diplomatic guy.
He's not an articulate guy.
Well, it's not so much the articulation. He's not a diplomat. There's a difference because there's a lot of people who articulate, communicate very well, but their diplomacy really sucks.
Have any of you guys seen their testimonies? Have you guys watched any of their testimony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love them. I love watching their testimony. And, like, I'm going back. Same thing with the Chick-fil-A, when they came out and said that they were, that they don't support gay marriage, or when Hobby Lobby said that they don't support abortion. Like I said, none of this stuff should be that much shocking to us. Even Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sundays. I mean, come on, how is that not, that's one sign of, oh, this must be a family Christian, owned business.
There
that's
are
not
plenty
hard to
of
know.
Christians that just don't hate gay people.
They don't have, this
no,
is not about
no,
hate.
This isn't about
they
hate.
Don't
it's
think
not,
they're better than gay
they
people.
They don't think they're better than gay
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
they
Annie,
don't think that homosexuality is wrong.
That's whether or not Christian.
Right, because Scripture
I mean,
blatantly
no,
says that homosexuality
let me
is sin.
This.
But so is shacking up.
So, wait a minute. So, I'm not even...
Drunkenness?
No, let's simplify
yes,
this.
But...
There ain't no buts. Homosexuality... Fornication, which means having any type of sexual activity before you're married,
outside
of
marriage.
Your marriage bed. So it ain't all about shacking, it's just about screwing, period.
Yeah.
Homosexuality gets so much more controversy than...
That's because it's the easy target. Abortion, but getting the baby outside of abortion and getting the baby outside of marriage is sin. Drinking is sin.
Right.
All, gluttony, people that overeat.
Smoking
sin.
Pot's a sin.
Smoking pot. Being high is a sin.
Where does it say that smoking pot is a sin?
Because you're never supposed to be high.
You're never supposed to. You're never supposed to.
I mean, all of it's
alter,
sin.
You're not supposed to.
There you go. And
yep.
A lot. And
you're not supposed to alter your. You're not supposed to alter your consciousness.
And people want to point fingers at an easy target. That's why you've always seen them pointing at abortion.
Right.
They don't want to talk about how the baby got here.
Carbohydrates give you a mild high.
Again, and it's anything that is out in excess.
So it's basically impossible not to sin.
No, that's what I said. Anything
everyone's
that is possible. Everyone's a sinner. But everything is out, and anything in excess. You can have a glass of soda, but you got people who drink Coke all day long and wonder why they have kidney failure.
Right.
People are gluttony. You have to eat. But gluttony.
Right.
Is a sin.
Right.
Hoarding is a sin.
Right.
Lying is a sin. All lies, little lies, white lies, black lies, red lies, back lies that make people feel good, is a sin. Well, if you want to, and that's what he said.
And
he just was not diplomatic. He was not diplomatic.
And the problem with Christians, per se, is, say Tracy's a cocaine addict and I'm an alcoholic, instead of us saying, okay, we're both sinners. We've got to work together to fix to help each other out. We want to look at each other and say, you're not supposed to judge me. So, judging's a sin. So I'm going to ignore your addiction and you ignore my addiction, and we're all happy. And that's
Sticks,
the thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Sticks, it's wild that we have to have guys like Jay Leno put it all in perspective, because I don't know if you saw his monologue, but I'll read it to you. He said,
yeah,
it seems Phil Roberts, Phil Robertson, one of the stars of Duck Dynasty, has been suspended from the show after he criticized gays. So gay people were upset with him. Then he went on to criticize adulterers, drunks, swindlers, and now Congress is mad at him. And that just goes to what you're saying. Is he was talking about all sin, but the only one that they want to get on is say it was he was attacking gays. And then, you know, I have a hard time believing or seeing and reading and being upset that he said something racist. Now, there was a woman that tweeted something about Africa. She was a PR rep for some kind of clothing brand. What she said and tweeted, that was racist.
She got fired before she hit the ground.
What did she say?
Yeah, she got fired before she hit the ground.
I'm going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. JK, I'm white.
Wow.
I'm going to Africa.
Hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding, I'm white. As if white people could never get AIDS.
She was fired before she hit the ground.
I'm
yeah,
going to Africa. I hope
landed,
I don't get AIDS.
Fired.
But now, hold on, Larry. I'm not going to say what she said was racist. I think what she said was just stupid because it sounded like she was getting ready to go and start screwing a whole lot of folks in Africa. That's what it sounded like. I'm just saying, that's what it sounded like. That wasn't racist. That was just stupid. Hold on. Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy? This is Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
Listen, that guy got fired. You know, I was thinking, now, if he's working for a broadcasting network, isn't there a contract or something that he signs, you know, after he's hired, saying what he can and cannot say? Because if he did not sign something saying, you know, that he couldn't say it, See, he may come back at them. Then he may be able to come back at them
I mean, he was not fired. He was suspended.
Right.
Even being suspended, if his employer did not draw up a contract saying, look, there's only certain things that you can say.
Then he
can come back and say, well, my employer did not give me nothing in writing or ask me to sign any contract saying that I could not say what I wanted to say
These are at-will contracts.
Most corporations have moral clauses in their contracts.
This is not a moral clause.
It's technically a moral clause in... Hold on, Tracy. It's technically considered a moral clause if the company puts in there stating that you are not allowed to do or say anything that will affect the business operations of the company. If Annie feels that this, what he said, will cause backlash and cause advertisers to pull out, viewership to drop, then he is in violation of that clause. However, I don't see Annie continue. First, my understanding, I thought he was suspended indefinitely, which is the same as being fired. But I don't see this suspension continuing because
they've already said he's going to be back on the air the 15th of January.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, and which is hilarious because I guarantee you they're not taping during duck season very much.
It's all about what was in his contract.
If Annie really thought this was a moral issue, they'd have canceled the whole show.
But they're
not going to lose $100 million a year.
This is about the Benjamins. This has nothing to do with contracts or nothing. That's why the duck is going to be back on if they possibly can make it, and they wish this all would go away.
They're using
I'm so contract. Excited. Charlie Saint's barbecue sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get.
They're using. I remember, Loy, you might remember this. There was a blonde reporter for one of the stations in Youngstown, maybe 10 years ago. She was down in Florida, and this is actually, I don't know if it was while she was working there and she was on vacation in Florida, or these were pictures from her past. Pictures surfaced of her in a white T-shirt contest. She was fired under their moral clause because they said what she did hurt I believe it was TV 27, or whichever one Rich Morgan was on. It's a long, I don't remember. But whenever there is a these corporations are not stupid. They know how to cross all their T's and dot their I's. They have all their contracts in a row. They have all their ducks in a row, no pun intended. And to sit here and think that that they didn't have a moral clause, that's ignorant.
Anyways. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, Diva.
Who is this?
It's Stanley.
Hey, Stan the man.
Hey. So we're still talking about that. Well, like I said, like Friday it was a business decision. Now, was it a good business decision or a bad business decision? Only time will tell. But it was clearly a business decision.
Here's my problem with the whole thing. My problem is not that Annie fired him because Annie had the right to do what I want, even though I disagree with that practice because I'm like, that's stupid for business. My biggest problem is him being labeled a homophobic bigot. That's my main problem with this whole issue. That man has a right to his beliefs. He doesn't. Yeah. He's clearly said that he is not judging anyone. He has no right to put anyone in hell. He just clearly I don't see how he got the label homophobic and bigot just because he made some backworded, truthful comments.
Yeah, he said what he believed and everything. I don't think that makes you bigoted and everything. He doesn't see homosexuality as a normal thing. But I don't judge them for what they do. That doesn't make me this. But he quoted the Bible. The only problem I have, and I will tell Tracy, we don't live with the Bible anymore. so we're not using
you
the Bible.
You don't live
Bible.
With the Bible anymore, but people in their own personal lives do.
Well, they don't, because if they did, there would be no wedding. There would be a lot more weddings. There would be no sex. There would be hey.
But that doesn't
when,
no. That
when
does
you
not
went
mean
through
that
the
people...
whole list of things that you're not allowed to do because if you believe in it as the Bible, I'm sorry, take out the sex thing. A lot of people would be a lot of Christian. I think that Christians go to church and they still screw around and they're not married. A lot of
but
people.
But the fact of the matter is Stanley, we're not perfect. We're not saying that we are not sinners. What we are saying is we strive to live our life according to the Word of God. It's a daily struggle every single day. And people struggle with certain – every person struggles with a different vice. But that's when you draw nearer to the cross. It's not about you looking at the Bible and saying, well, here's a book that says – that preaches practically about perfection. But that book also tells us that, look, we are not going to be able to do this alone. We are not going to be perfect in this.
But
with Jesus Christ, we are washed clean.
But the problem I have with the Bible is, go ahead. There was somebody else.
They want to hold us to a standard that is almost unattainable. I mean, the only person that ever stood up to that standard was Jesus. And they want us to live up to that standard.
Now, if there's a Christian who points out someone else's sin and says, you got to get right, but don't want to look at their own life and says, you know, I got this and I got to work on, but I'm better than you, then, yeah, that's hypocrisy. But that doesn't make the Bible any less reliable or truthful. Because
yeah, but the problem I have, Diva, with the Bible is when good things happen to people who work hard, things like that, they claim it on the Bible. But when bad things happen, it's like they claim it on, oh, it's not because of the Bible, it's because you were a sinner and this and that. That's where
because
I have a problem.
God is good.
It's a condemnation. Let me just finish. It's a condemnation of human beings. It's the condemnation of the humanity that we all have. It's the condemnation of greatness that human beings
but
have.
But see, here's where you're wrong, because the Bible doesn't necessarily speak on what you're saying. People tend to misinterpret, misreason, or get outside the Word of God for whatever agenda, whatever purpose they set, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is God is good. God is not the author of evil.
How do you know? You're first asking a question this. And second of all, why am I doing that interpretation? Because every Christian I know say the same thing. Jesus died for our sin. So that means that we were sinners. That means that we were wrong. That means a baby. A baby who's just born is a sin. He didn't even do something. A baby who's purely innocent is born as somebody who's a sinner.
Stanley, calm down. It's not sin as in each individual act. It's as in sin because of the great fall.
But what great
fall?
He redeemed us from
what Adam and Eve did. He redeemed us from that sin because what they did caused sin to enter into the world. Prior to that, it was sinless. But their disobedience to God caused sin to enter into the world. So everything came out of that.
But when they say you're taking out the word, Stanley, WSOM.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
5 flannel shirts.
4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got your first 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam.
Woo! 4
Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, this ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, the redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you can burp the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off of a high dive, or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights, or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. 4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Merry Christmas with Tracy and Friends. You know, and I promised Six I'd play his 12 Days of a Redneck Christmas. Now, I have a question for you guys. The number is 347-945-5229. And Six, Annie, and AJ are in studio with me. Jeff is MIA. I think he's MIA because the Browns lost and the Steelers won.
The Steelers won. We still in the hunt for the playoffs.
We're going to make Browns steal.
Hey, Six, I wanted to ask you, is that one of the 5 flannel shirts that you got for Christmas?
Believe it or not, with the exception of the alcohol and the tobacco, I've received every one of those presents sometime during my life for Christmas.
Including the
and the table dancers. I've never gotten that.
9 years probation.
9 years probation?
21 years in the Navy.
I have a question for Six.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to call you a redneck, would you find that offensive?
I was going to ask the same question to you.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Why not?
Because I know what it really means. I know where it came from.
Where did it come from?
During the Cold Wars in West Virginia, the miners wore red handkerchiefs around their necks so you could differentiate them from the company thugs. And so they called themselves rednecks.
I think I've heard that story before, actually. I have.
But that's not what we mean by rednecks when we say a redneck. So why in the world, it is an offensive term to some people, am I correct?
Some people are even proud to be even called that.
I don't know.
The term white trash is very problematic because it implies that trash isn't usually white. So I just can't stand that term.
No.
It's disgusting.
You forgot one part of it. When you use that terminology, it's white trash.
You got to get the Poe in there because that's what it means. Or even trailer.
Mm-hmm. Trailer trash.
So my question is that offensive? You know, you got W words.
There are so many names out there that you can't even keep track of them all.
White trash to me is offensive, but okay, but redneck is not.
So let me say this. Because, Diva, I was thinking the same thing.
There's, like, this whole culture. They've kind of, I guess in some connotation it can be insulting, but they've adopted it. It's their culture now. They love it.
I mean, well, I guess it's just, like, black people using the word nigga.
No, Diva. I would not call a white person redneck. I'm sorry. I would not do it. Let me tell you why. No, Diva. Because, see, that'll get people killed.
No, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Black people, when they speak to each other, certain black people speak to each other, they will call each other niggas, okay?
That's true.
I will not call a white person a redneck. I just will not use that terminology. But however, like Stick said, they don't mind calling each other that. And when a black person uses it, they're not trying to be nice about it unless they're maybe a comedian.
I don't know, because a white person, I mean, you can go out and call them a redneck. You can call them some poor white stuff, but you know, you turn around and call a white person turn around and call a black person the N-word. I don't care if it's not a joke. The joke, I mean, look at what happened to the man on Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. He didn't call him a nigger. He called him a nigger. That's completely different.
No, it's not.
The word redneck.
Yeah, it is.
Since the Cold War, right? That's where it traces back to.
No. The coal.
C-O-A-L
wars.
Coal war. Coal.
In West Virginia, the coal wars.
Well, when you think about, like, the N-word, it traces back to slavery and just years and years of pain and injustice.
Isn't the root of that actually Negro?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, isn't it the country Niger?
No, that's Negro. No.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea where that came from.
It went from the Spanish word for black to something else.
That's not
else.
How it happened. It always meant ignorant. It was about tying knots.
I know that, but it went from one word to another word. It went from one word to describe the skin tone to another word to being degraded.
Well, there's such a disgusting connotation to it. It just makes people feel terrible about themselves and reduces them to, like, something so basic and irrelevant as the color of their skin.
It doesn't degrade you to where it makes you feel bad about yourself. It infuriates you to where you want to kill
people. Yeah, it makes you mad. Makes you want to hurt somebody.
I don't know.
Either way, I still feel like...
But they haven't taken it out of the vocabulary yet because people still use it. But you find more black people that use the N-word than you find... white people that use the word N-word.
Speaking of, like,
black
words...
Black people use the N-word.
Hold on, Diva. Go ahead. They can't double dutch as well as we can. Go ahead.
This is not trying to change the subject at all, but speaking of words that we don't know, what's a memoir that we just saw up there on... What's a memoir? I don't know what that means.
A memoir is a chronicle of time, of
basically
experience.
Basically, it's making a book out of your... personal journal.
Yeah, personal experience.
It's not an autobiography because it only fixes on a certain period of time.
Okay, because we just saw that the guy from that saved the three women in Cleveland wants to make a memoir or requested a memoir.
Yeah, he just got a book deal.
Yeah,
he's got a book deal.
He's going to write a book or is he going to make a book?
He's going to
speak a book with a ghostwriter,
right.
And he's going to sell it.
Right.
So is all the proceeds going to his victims?
No, it's going to him.
No. The guy that discovered him. The guy
that went to McDonald's.
Oh, the guy that discovered
him. Yeah, the guy.
Charles Ramsey.
Yeah,
right?
Castro's dead. He hung himself.
Yeah. We're talking about, Charles.
Castro was a wild dude.
They claim that. Next week
when we do the countdown for New Year's, we're going to talk about weird things that happened in 2013.
Y'all think he
and
really
Castro
hung
Castro was
himself.
One of them. He didn't hang himself.
He was having an autoerotic experience.
Yeah, he was doing the same thing as the man who played in Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own
conspiracy.
What do you mean, are you kidding me?
No.
I'm not kidding you.
I'm like my nephew right there. Wait a minute, ew.
Yeah, he was trying to get his winky on and he sucked
oh my God,
up fast while he was at it.
That is disgusting.
So let me ask you something. us hanging us in, or was him
accidentally hanging us?
Sorry, pardon me.
Was him accidentally hanging himself to sin, or was him fornicating with himself to sin?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
When you get to heaven, you ask God that question, and let me know. Call me and let me know the answer.
Before that all came out, when it first came out, my history teacher was like, here's what I think. He goes, I think the guards basically said, okay, we're going to go on a lunch break. Castro, your cell is going to be not watched. We'll be back in like 20 minutes. See ya. And that's what he thinks was what happened, is that they did it on purpose.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Tracy, to your question on the redneck and whether they would be upset, I think, because I got uncles that are like sticks. They're redneck. They just are, from my mother's side. But I equate it to the same that they wear it in pride, like somebody, when somebody calls me an Uncle Tom, I know they have not read the book by Harriet Beecher Stowe, and they have no idea what Uncle Tom was, because in the book, Uncle Tom was a noble character, was a admired character for standing up for his beliefs and everything, and even his enemies admired him for it. So I think the people
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
If you read the book, I ain't reading the book.
That's what your mama told you.
That's what my mama told me.
Should I
y'all know Tracy
the article?
She being facetious. She being with y'all.
Hey, Larry, you ever meet the four redneck by redneck guy?
The who?
The guy that does all the T-shirts and stuff. Has the clothing line for rednecks by rednecks? You ever meet him?
No, I never have.
I'm serious.
Wait a minute, y'all got your own FUBU line too?
Yeah, we got a guy. He's a local guy, and he's got a clothing line for rednecks. He had a stand right next to our thing down at Columbiana County 2 years ago.
Okay, what would those items look like?
Let me tell you what they look like. They look like they have Confederate flags on them, and it says FRBR, for rednecks by rednecks.
It's a redneck thing.
It's a redneck thing.
Oh my gosh! Oh wow!
But that's capitalism at work, though, Tracy. I mean, seriously, that's capitalism. I ain't mad at A&E. I think they made a bad business decision, because if that family, the Robertson family, I still don't even know anything about Duck Dynasty.
Well, Tracy,
I had no idea that they made duck calls and stuff that they did.
They've been making money way before they got to A&E. Yes, South Carolina.
I'm going to tell you what the backlash has been. Okay, we've had people actively protesting the Cracker Barrel here because I'm serious. I am serious.
Didn't like Cracker Barrel.
They took them all the Duck Dynasty stuff out of the store, and the folks found out about it. And they went down there, and now guess what's back in the store? Duck Dynasty.
Quack, quack, quack.
But here's the thing that people didn't realize. If you wanted to support the Robertsons, you should have bought Duck Commander and Buck Commander stuff, because that's their brand. You buy anything that says Duck Dynasty, A&E gets a cut.
It's sold out. Everything's sold out. You can't find a duck nowhere.
They have all kinds of stuff at the Meijer down the street from me.
Dick's Sporting Goods has them too. I just saw them at Dick's Sporting Goods
recently.
Yeah, just the other day.
There was some T-shirts at Walmart yesterday.
This is going to cause a giant divide, because now we know the political ideologies of every company based on who's selling the Duck Dynasty stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No, that's about money.
That's all about cash. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
And which we should be excited about.
Speaking of which, I'm going to go. I got a Macy's story for everybody. So everybody call Macy's and tell them I'm really upset.
I saw your Facebook page.
Yeah.
You were very unhappy Saturday morning.
Absolutely. They turned a wonderful experience into a bad one. Shopping into a chore.
What are you talking
Shopping's
about?
Shopping's always a chore.
What'd they do to you?
I got to fill up a call first. 409, your mic is on.
Hey, Trace, how you doing? It's former homeschool dad.
You'll never be former homeschool dad. You'll always be homeschool dad.
Have you ever noticed if they call you skinny, when you get old and fat, they still call you skinny? It's like, you know, big guys, and his name is Tiny.
I got you.
You're always going to be homeschool dad. How you doing, dog?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to say here in the thriving metropolis that is Canton, Ohio, there's a ton of for redneck, by redneck stickers everywhere. So it's pretty popular here in Canton, Ohio, because I see it a lot. So I was just going to jump on Styx's bandwagon there for a second.
Yeah, it's Yankee Lake Truck Night.
It's just kind of weird.
Talk to the guy. Go ahead, Sal.
It's just kind of weird, though, guys, having somebody call themselves a redneck above the Mason-Dixon line. That's just oxymoronic, man.
Where do you think we live?
What? You live above the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, but Ohio has a lot of...
You got to know where we live. We're the heartland of America. We're
we always called it north of the river and south of the river.
Okay.
And
we got shotgun houses and everything else here.
Just one quick thing before I have to go back to work, just about the name calling and all that stuff. When in the world did everyone get so sensitive? My gosh. You know what I mean? It's just like, just lately hearing all the stuff that I'm hearing, it's unbelievable to me. Everyone is just like, what is wrong with everybody? Why is everyone so
mean? When name calling started making good news and making money?
But I am
spent 2 years in the military and go through boot camp.
I'm getting told that you're going to go to hell for the person that you love.
Yeah. Listen, we lie at most funerals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm serious. Have you ever been to a funeral?
Yeah.
And they said all these wonderful things about the people, and you want to tell them, can you please open up the casket and make sure the right person's in there?
I've actually never been to a funeral where I'm like, okay, they're totally BSing right now. I've never been to a funeral.
I've been to one funeral in my life where nobody cried.
Really?
But have you been to a funeral when they say such nice things like, are you kidding me?
No, when people die, they kind of get, like,
canonized.
Yeah.
Yes, Al.
Let me tell you a story about a funeral that I went to one time. This old guy, you know, he asked the pastor to tell his brother, you know, talk about his brother, say that his brother was a really nice guy and everything. So the pastor gets up, and he starts out and says, old John was a drunk, he was a thief, and he messed around with other people's wives. But compared to his brother, he was a saint.
I'm saying, you know,
so be
careful
what you ask the pastor to say.
I mean, after a while, it's not about you have no heaven or hell to put people in.
That's one thing. Who's the caller? I've been gone so long, I've lost who said what about when did everyone get so sensitive? Who said that?
That was homeschool dad.
Okay. That's a good question, because what was it like back in like the 80s and 90s and stuff like that?
Have you seen the Jeffersons? Have you seen Archie Bunker?
Yeah,
he was so non-political. They can't even play him anymore. Some episodes they won't even play on television anymore.
No, right. Tracy, go back to the 70s seriously and watch some comedians that were on regular television. They made fun of everybody. I mean, I'll watch some stuff now because I grew up in the 70s. Stuff that was actually on national TV, though, they will literally make fun of everyone.
Oh, but people getting it on hot and heavy on regular television. They have no problem with that.
It was way before Katrina. I mean, that's George Carlin's new. We're talking about Red Skelton and Red Fox
in the 50s.
What's his name? Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said some stuff that's really off color.
But when they made fun of gays.
They made fun of everybody.
That stuff's still
Mom
popular.
No, the parts that they let you hear, but on television you can't play most of their stuff.
Did things start going bad when the mainstream media came about? Is that why everyone's so sensitive?
When you got to remember our news cycle, and they began when we had this conglomerate in 1996, when we merged all of your communications into one, and we made these super mega media stations. That's when this political correctness and when the gay movement moved to the forefront.
Everything started changing when a certain agenda started pushing forward. If you look at the doors that were open, that's when all the changes took place. You can't look at it as in, oh, this happened and boom, the wheel. No, it took this to happen, that to happen, that to happen, that to happen. And now we're just seeing all of those things line up and that door is wide open.
What is it?
It's someone's phone's beeping and someone's trying to call in on their phone. That's why it's beeping.
Is it really, like, edgy and provocative humor if it keeps, like, pushing the same white, hetero, male, normative agenda that's been in society since,
but why is,
like,
why is there such a major competition between the white male and the white female and the black male and the black female? I'm going to take a break. But why do we have to be in competition? Why can't we respect people for who they are and understand that men are different than women, and I don't need to be a man to be successful.
Exactly.
But women don't like that. The feminist movement killed us.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh-baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. A flood of last-minute shoppers, not for Christmas gifts, but for health care. Now there's late word the deadline, which had been today for enrolling if you want coverage under the new health law beginning in January, has been moved until tomorrow. At many homes in Michigan, New England, and eastern Canada, the Christmas tree lights have gone dark. A weekend ice storm has knocked out power. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in Michigan.
So
some won't see power restored until the end of the week.
We are working with public safety, social services officials in many communities, particularly in the Flint area where there are widespread power outages.
Consumer Energy spokesman Brian Wheeler. A Delta flight is believed to have hit black ice on a runway at Detroit Metro. It slid off the runway onto a grassy area this morning.
Hello? Oh, my gosh. Whose phone is doing it? Hello?
So, Diva.
Yes?
Tell me something.
Yes?
How many teeth the old girl still got?
She still got her teeth right now. I don't know. She almost didn't have any.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Something happens at that age.
I was talking to her dad, and her dad was describing to me how he was. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this must be genetics or something. And I'm like, if I'd known this, I would have never got with the man. I don't deal with sneakiness. I don't deal with lying, and I don't deal with laziness. I can't tolerate it. In a kid, I just can't tolerate it.
It's called becoming a teenager.
Well, there's crap, no, I wasn't like that when I was a teenager.
Huh?
I wasn't like that when I became a teenager.
No?
No.
Well, each one's different.
There is no room. None of my sisters were like that. Let me tell you, my mother... 4'11", maybe 110 pounds. Okay, that lady didn't play. She made you believe that she did not play, and she didn't care about going to jail for committing murder. So there
well,
was
do
no.
Do you make her understand that?
Huh?
Do you make her understand that?
See, my mother made us understand it a different way. You consider abusive today.
Ma'am, your mom's not in jail, so.
Yeah, that's true, but it's just certain things that I grew up, how my mom did, certain things I just don't, because my daughter's a good kid. Don't get me wrong, she's a good kid, she's mannerable, and she's respectful. It's just these little things, the little line, and the being lazy about her schoolwork that is giving me a problem, and I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to rationalize it, but I should just be beating the hell out of her.
Well, I tell you, it only takes one time.
No, trust me, with this kid, trust me, I got to that point. I had to call my mama one time because she broke my 55-inch flat screen Sony Bravia. Cracked it. Hey. Brand new. And
how?
She cracked it.
How?
Playing in the living room thinking that she was Harry Potter and had this little steel rod and playing in the living room after I told her not to be downstairs playing in the living room. Next thing I know, I heard this big thud, and I thought something fell on the glass coffee table. But she comes upstairs 15 minutes later and lets me know. So I went downstairs, and I literally lost it. Not because she broke the TV, but because she disobeyed me. And I literally lost it. And I had to call my mother because I was like, I didn't trust myself with what I was going to do. And I did put my hands on her. And so after that moment, I was like, okay, I don't want to ever get to that point where my daughter looks at me and she's definitely afraid of me. But
I knew. That's the point you got to be at.
She's supposed to be definitely afraid of her father. Not me. I'm supposed to be the good person.
No, I'm sorry. No. Good will get you killed. My grandsons, they will not listen to their mama. They will not listen to their daddy sometimes. They will not listen to their grandmama. But me, little Papa, and big Papa, they know what the deal is.
See, I don't have that. I don't really have the problem out of her. That's why I guess I don't want to go that far because some of the things she does, it makes me mad, and it's typical. I have to tell myself it's typical kid stuff. But I don't do typical kid stuff very well because I was not a typical kid. I didn't do that stuff. So I don't expect you to do that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But then, like, my mom tells me, she's like, you know, she – and my mom and her dad always tells me, she's like, well, she's not only just 100% you. She's half of another person. So I don't know. I'm letting her dad deal with it. We made the decision that she won't have Christmas. She can't go on her Washington, D.C. trip. She can't have any of her electronics. She's basically on lockdown. It's like she's in
So you found her currency, and now you just took her currency away.
Oh, yes. And she's miserable. She was in her room crying the other day, and I was like, the first thing I wanted to do was go in there and comfort her.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, no, I can't do it because she brought on herself.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Stanley, are you still there?
I'm here, Diva.
Oh, hey, Larry.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
I sure wish Jeff was here. I was ready to get on him with 2 feet today.
Why, about the Steelers?
Yeah, you know, they had all them boo birds out. We were Ofer and all this other stuff. Oh, yeah.
He was always, y'all in the basement, y'all dead last, y'all ain't nothing this year. I'm like, wait a minute,
or
I remember
toll free
here.
At 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is Christmas time. Today is the 23rd of Christmas. We'll be here tomorrow live, and then we're going to take off for the rest of the week, and you guys won't catch us live here back until Monday. And I'll be 1 year older when I come back on Monday. And so I'm here today, and today is the 23rd of December 2013. It is the second to the last Monday of the year.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
And I want to thank – I got a beautiful gift from Annie, and I want to thank her and her family. It's beautiful.
Oh.
But it is absolutely gorgeous, and I really, really love it. And Sticks is in the studio with me. AJ is here. He's on school break, so he decided to come in and hang out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a – who's out there? I think Stanley, South Carolina, Diva, and Larry are on the phone. Stanley, how are you today? Merry Christmas Eve. I don't even – do you celebrate Christmas, or are you one of those atheists that say, what does Christ have to do with Christmas?
Sorry, Tracy. Repeat the question.
I see it.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas. Do you celebrate it, or are you one of those atheists that said that Christ has nothing to do with Christmas?
No, I celebrate Christmas like everybody. I think Christmas, in my eyes, Christmas is more about family being together, forgiving about what happened during the year, talking to each other. I sense it more like a sense of family. I'm a little bit disturbed now. It's a sense of more a commercial, like everybody is getting crazy because, oh, I didn't get that gift and I didn't get that gift. I'm so happy. Our family, we don't do
that's
that.
That's the wrong colored iPhone.
Yeah, I don't have the this. And then, like, we 1 year we said we're not going to do this anymore because everybody was stressed of, oh, I didn't get that. I didn't have enough money. So we said, like, let's all do an exchange of gifts, $60 maximum for everybody, and that's it, you know.
Well, speaking of which, let me tell you my Christmas story.
About Macy's?
About Macy's.
Oh, jeez. Seems like is it going to be like a story where you don't like Walmart? Is it going to be one of those?
Much better than that.
Okay.
I still don't like Walmart.
I know you don't.
But let me tell you about Macy's. I like shopping.
I know you do.
I enjoy it. It's like therapy.
I like that scarf you're wearing, by
Thank
the way.
You very
it's
much.
A very nice scarf.
Thank you very much.
Where did you get that, though?
I don't know.
Okay. But go ahead. Tell your story.
I like Macy's. And I go there. And, you know, Macy's is having enough problems as it is with people chasing people down the street and saying that they're using stolen credit cards and not asking them for ID. But that's a whole other story. I go into Macy's, and I'm buying Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And Macy's is having a one-day sale. And if you have a Macy's card, you have Macy's coupons,
mm-hmm.
Super Saver passes. So if you spend X amount of money, you can get X amount of dollars off.
Okay.
And then they send this something. They send this like little circular out. They're having a one-day sale on Saturday.
Okay.
Special deals. Well, the special deals are not included on the pass for the coupon. Now they don't have enough staff on the floor to ask questions about what is and what is not.
Okay.
But you got to meet a threshold of a dollar amount to get to use the coupon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't spend $50, you can't get 15. If you don't spend $100, you can't get $25.
Okay.
Well, I'm a budget person. I'm on a budget. I'm trying to pinch my pennies and maximize my dollars.
Yeah.
So you stand in line 10 minutes.
Yeah.
To get to the line for the chick to tell you, you can't buy, you can't use your coupon because special deals are not applicable to the coupon, and you don't meet the requirements for this other stuff.
Did you read the coupon?
Yeah, the coupon actually says it. I'm serious. But special deals are not applied, but they don't tell you what's on the floor that's a special deal.
Okay.
And so you've got all this stuff, and so you get these coupons, and you go, and so you stand back in line 10 minutes and say, okay, I got the $55. No, I'm sorry, you can't use that because this is not, and we know that, you know, designer stuff and all that kind of stuff is, you know, you can't use it. It's not applicable, you can't use it.
Right.
They don't have enough staff to tell you anything. You stand in line another 10 minutes. Well, I'm sorry. So you think that you're going to spend something else, and then by the time you get up there, it's like, what the heck? You're either going to take it or walk away.
Right.
That's just rude.
Okay.
Then they have, and then
Call
they had stuff
switch,
that
baby.
Was mislabeled. What'd you say?
Call bait and switch.
That's what they did. They got you in there. I mean, they had stuff that was mislabeled, so it would say, take an additional 40% off, and it would be on one cart. So you would think it would be the whole cart? Oh, I'm sorry, it's on the right side of the cart.
It's like one of those coupons where it's like a coupon that's like, this coupon is only valid on Mondays. Store hours Tuesdays through through Sundays, closed on Mondays.
And you don't have enough. They didn't have enough staff. They were open from 7 o'clock until 2 a.m. It was understaffed.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't staff it, shut the doors. But don't have us come in there. Stop, I'm ranting and raving.
You're ranting. I can tell.
It was just bad. And you're standing in line, and it wasn't the customer. I mean, the customers, a lot of people are not shoppers. They had to be there anyhow. They didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just my problem. I saw a lot of people in front of me going through the same dilemma that I was going through. And then if you don't use your Macy's card,
Yeah.
You can't get this special deal.
So what are you going to do now with those? Now you're holding them in your hand. What are you going to do about those?
Send them in with, like, a letter complaining.
No, I'm going to put them all over Facebook and Twitter.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
And then you're going to get fired, right, for complaining.
They don't advertise with us.
Yes, I know. I'm just kidding. But if they did, you probably would get in trouble.
Nah.
Do they love you too much here?
No. They don't advertise with us.
I'm saying if they did advertise.
But I tell you what, when they advertise with us, then we'll change our tune, because they'll change things, because we're going to make sure that they change it, because they'll come and ask me first.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, seriously, don't make the shopping experience bad for people. It's already hectic. Traffic is really... A man jumped in front of me like I was going to steal his parking place. I'm like,
dangerous.
Man... I mean, just rude.
I actually went to the mall yesterday.
God, which one?
You went to the mall?
Belden, me too.
Westfield, Belden Village over in Canton.
You don't like us over here, do you?
No, we happen to be that direction to start with.
You're always that direction. When are you going to start leaving some money in Mahoning County?
I leave money in Mahoning County all the time.
No, you don't.
I'm from Trumbull, so I'm never...
Gordon Food
Store. I'm never this way.
I was at East Mall.
Oh, were you?
Last night.
Oh. That's definitely where my mom gets her Christmas shopping done, Eastwood Mall. She's
okay, guys.
She's crazy Christmas shopping.
So I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Are you feeling better, though?
Oh, yeah. I put it on Facebook as soon as I got home.
I didn't even see it.
I walked in the door and went straight to my posting. I started ranting and raving about Macy's.
Did you tweet
this
it?
This is the year
yes, and I put
for
it on
this
Macy's
year
hat.
This year for me has been the easiest when it comes to Christmas shopping.
Because you cheat.
One person got kicked off
the girl.
List. One person got kicked off the list.
Steven, you can't kick her off the list. There's no such thing as kicking
her
off.
Yeah, I did.
I got a problem, okay? I got a niece, and all she asked for was tights.
What?
Tights.
Okay.
Do you know how hard it is to find 10, 12 young girls' tights?
It's not hard at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Where are you going?
That's the question.
I went to Macy's. I went to Penny's. I went to Sears. I went to every kid's shop in the mall.
You know why? There was no
help. Did you try Jessica's?
We found every other size but 10, 12. There was had lots of tights, just no 10, 12.
That's because everybody's a size 10, 12.
Well, then you're supposed to, then your computer program's supposed to tell you to order more 10, 12s.
Did you end up finding them? Or are you still looking?
No, we finally found them.
Okay, good.
Could have gotten her a mall gift card.
That's what I'm... When I became a driver, gift cards and gas cards and money and, oh, man.
No.
That's the kind of stuff I like.
No.
What?
That is so not thoughtful.
But that's what I like. That's what I gave for Christmas.
You're a typical man.
Yeah. Okay. Is that wrong?
Yes.
What's wrong with gift cards? They're awesome.
No.
Explain. What's wrong with gift cards?
You need...
See?
No.
This sounds like the argument I had the
you
first
know
Christmas after I got married.
Yes,
you know what, in my eyes, gift cards is the best gift.
Amen, brother.
I say in my eyes, I have to agree with it. Gift cards are the best gift ever. That thing.
Amen, brother. Amen.
South Carolina.
I've got four daughters, and after they got to a certain age, I only buy a gift card. Forget it. I won't buy nothing else because I don't feel like getting my kids a card.
Woo!
I don't want a gift card. I want what I asked for. I asked my mother for a Frigo. And at first she's like, well, you guys don't get gifts anymore because, you know, you're adults and you have kids. And I said, but Tracy Wimbush said adults still get Christmas gifts. So this year I want a Christmas gift because my mom stopped giving us Christmas gifts once we had kids. So she's talking about gift cards. I don't want a gift card. I want what I asked for. It was either a really nice juicer or an electric griddle.
Let me say this. I have to say I was very, very blessed this year thus far with gifts. Because people actually paid attention to who I am, mm-hmm. and bought me stuff that they knew that I would either like or need.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a charger. I got a portable charger for my cell phone and my iPad and my. All those the USB chargers that I can just charge and it holds 120 mm-hmm. hours.
Wow!
Great. I mean, but somebody paid attention enough to find out who I was to get me a gift that I would like. Best gift, you know. Annie got me a frog. I love frogs. I really do, and I love the color green.
I don't
and you
know
didn't
how
know that.
I don't know how I knew you would like it.
But I mean, and I wear jewelry. I wear pins.
I wear brooches. Love it. But you should find out who a person is, see something that you say, you know, it'll look good on them, or I think they'll like this, and that's what you get. Going out and buying a impersonal gift card is not the way to go. I mean, don't get me wrong. You could add a gift card to it, but you shouldn't give, here's your gift card.
Here's it depends on who the person is.
Not everybody's love language is gifts.
It depends on who the person is.
That's true. Garrett Chapman.
Some people, if they care about you, they buy you presents. Some people, if they care about you, they'll, like, I don't know.
But what happens when I buy you something that's crazy? You know what I want for Christmas? I want is it Xbox One?
Yeah, I think so.
On Xbox One.
I'm going to get you a Macy's gift card for your birthday. How's that sound?
I've heard terrible things about the Xbox One.
You want a Macy's gift card for your birthday, Tracy?
I heard you have to download games off the internet. I heard you can't play multiplayer.
Oh, I just want it for the connectivity.
Ah.
I want to be able to, you know, connect it with my internet and my internet and my cable and have total connectivity.
But you also have, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
You also have the dynamic of new relationships. Do you remember the story of my first married wedding or my first married Christmas?
Is that what the one you bought something stupid?
It wasn't stupid.
It was.
What'd you get? It depends on what you got.
Cast iron skillets.
For your wife?
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Is it for cooking, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't care.
That's a gift for him, not his wife.
That was not a good idea.
That's the culture thing.
On two fronts,
thing.
No,
no culture.
Yeah, it is.
On two fronts. Number one, you're telling her you want her basically barefoot in the kitchen. And number two, you've given her a weapon, man. That's crazy.
But that goes down to different cultures because my family always gave gifts based on what people needed and could use.
Yeah.
Everything that was bought for Christmas was always
used. I would have loved that gift. I would have loved that gift.
Can I say it this way? Unless you bought a high-end skillet that she really, really wanted because it was a special skillet.
It was.
No.
It was it was Wagner.
No.
Wagner cast iron was the best you could buy at the time.
No.
I would have loved it, Sticks. I would have loved it because I like to cook.
I like to cook too, but don't buy me no skillet.
I would have loved it.
Just a skillet.
I said I'm getting you a Macy's gift card.
I bought her two skillets and a Dutch oven.
One year, my sister bought me a bacon dish. They asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I said I just moved into my apartment down here. I said I really want a nice glass baking dish because I like to cook, I like to bake, I like to roast, and I don't have that. Now, her fiance was upset because he said, well, this is not an expensive, nice gift. It's not a gift you would give a female. And my sister had to argue with him saying, no, that's what she wanted. So.
I have a friend who bought me because I cook or bake, they bought me a set of beautiful
cook what?
You know,
cookbook.
Ceramic
dishes.
Ceramic dishes.
Yeah.
Buy my own dishes.
See, my wife got cheated this year because her dishwasher went out. I was going to buy her a Pink Smith, but.
A Pink Smith?
Pink Smith and Wesson 38. But her dishwasher went bad, so
why don't you get her Pink Smith and Wesson 38 and then you just do the dishwasher?
Because she wanted a dishwasher.
You missed the point.
I don't do dishes.
Dishwasher shouldn't be a Christmas gift because a dishwasher is a natural appliance in the house, so you'd have to replace it regardless, right? So
that's not really a Christmas gift.
They're expensive, though.
I don't care. That's expensive.
Yeah, but
that's not a Christmas gift.
Actually, she's listening. I have another surprise planned for her.
But that's not a Christmas gift.
Oh, you just blew your surprise.
No, you know what he bought her? I can tell you what he bought her. He probably bought her another skillet. To go in the dishwasher.
Crack his head with the dishwasher.
Dishwasher
is not a Christmas gift.
I do want an electric pressure cooker also.
I still haven't seen one of those.
No, they're nice.
I want one too.
I don't think they're big enough. Oh. No, it's for cooking, but they're nice.
Do they come in pink?
I'm not going to check and see. I have to look.
I mean, I kind of like that, but my wife's on that stems and twigs diet. But
I want an Xbox One. I want total connectivity.
You were talking about that thing, that electric pressure cooker, though. You can do chicken in that.
Yeah, you can.
Ooh.
And it's great.
Ooh.
I've had it. It's good and it's quick. It only takes like 20 minutes.
Ooh.
for the whole chicken.
I want my parents to pay off my bursar's balance because I lost my room key like 5 or 6 times and I owe the school $100.
You want your parents to pay off your what?
My bursar's balance.
Maybe they can buy you a chain.
Hey,
too,
Alex, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Right.
Are you coming home?
Good idea.
I wish I was, but not this year.
Oh, Alex, dang. You and the kids are not coming home this year?
No, we're doing Christmas here. You know, we got the – we Amy forced me to put up a tree, so we got a tree and presents and stuff here. So.
Now, I know my birthday present's in the mail, right?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. It came right with your mom's – so tomorrow night when we open up Christmas gifts, my present should be inside of the box, right? Alex?
Not inside her box.
You only gonna send one box. You know how y'all go. So my present is in the box, right?
Yeah. It's gonna show up tomorrow morning.
Alex,
Christmas morning.
Alex,
mm-hmm.
You better check your tires every time you go outside.
Oh. Alex, remember, man, there's something. I can't hear you. You're losing my connection. Time to do that, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Alex. You're just rude.
Tracy, I just got a text from my stepdad.
What'd he say?
He wants to know if you want some Polish kielbasa.
Yes. I want a pound. Two. Yes. Text yes.
He's listening.
Oh, yes.
Take that stuff. It's disgusting, and it smells up my whole house.
Tell him I'll bring you home.
Okay, I don't understand the appeal, but I'm
that's
glad
because
you
don't
like
eat
it.
Meat. You don't know any better.
You're not a meat eater?
No. You know, I told you she was our little socialist.
I used to love meat. I used to order a full rack of ribs and eat the whole thing.
What happened?
I quit for principle.
What principle? You don't want the pig to get hurt?
I can do it.
My general manager at work is a vegetarian, but she didn't become one until she started working at McDonald's.
I even tried to go back recently because I have no muscle, I have no core, and I couldn't do it. It just doesn't seem like food to me. It's disgusting. It doesn't seem natural.
Do you eat fish?
Delicious.
No.
Delicious.
Let me ask you guys a question. Why is that natural when animals eat meat every day? It's natural for an animal to eat
know.
Meat.
Yeah, see, these things right here,
human eating is not natural. I'm lost.
We don't
yeah,
have, like,
it's because, I'm sorry to say, if
like
you would
predator.
Read the book called Slaughterhouse, which is a book that talks about how they do the I'm sorry, you
oh,
read this book, you will never
that's
eat
not natural.
Bad for them at all. I feel bad for them at all.
Stanley, are you a vegetarian, too?
I'm a vegan, yeah. When I read that book and when I started reading, I eat a lot more fish. I replaced the chicken and things like that by fish. Because when I heard that, I was freaking. I was like, man, I'm accepting this.
Well, listen.
You don't eat meat.
It's not
natural.
It could be the
Native Americans,
that you guys,
when they were killing
hold on, one at a time. What'd you say? Sold in South Carolina. Go ahead. Look at Alabama.
No, I was just saying, could it be the benefits that you guys get is when you eat a diet high in fiber when you're vegan, it cleans your organs, your colon, your system. I believe that's good. But I think a healthy balance of protein from meats and chicken and things. Now, how they kill the animals, look, I saw them. They took a cow, put him in a thing. He couldn't go nowhere. I'm talking about, like, he could not move. And they just reached with some seals and just clipped his nuts off. I was like, man, that's cold. That's just cold right there. Now, that was just,
Native
I was like, man, look, just kill him.
The Native
Americans.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Go ahead, South Carolina.
It's a necessary thing to call the herd, as they call it. I mean, you know, it creates less of a problem. You don't have bulls tearing down your fences because, you know, certain things. So, but it's a natural thing. But it's a process you go through, guys. I mean, if you lived on the farm, it's nothing to see a chicken's neck get popped. It's nothing to see a shotgun shell or a shotgun. You know, used to kill an animal. I mean, it's a part of the process. I mean, you got to get out there and see what this stuff is, man.
But why do they have to be so aggressive in the killing? That's the thing that I don't get. Like, couldn't they numb the bulls, you know?
No, you can't.
Absolutely.
No, you can't. No, you can't because then you're adding another chemical into an unnatural chemical into the meat.
analgesic on that before they just sniff it.
Diva, do you know how they kill in a slaughterhouse?
No, and I don't want to know because I love meat. I don't want to know.
Well, no, it's actually painless. What they do is they hit them right between the eyes with a high voltage electric charge.
Yeah, but they breed them
until
and
you
like
get hit right between the eyes with a high voltage charge,
filth.
And you can
one
tell me it's painless.
Yep.
I'm not going to believe
Diva.
That.
Diva, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you a vegan?
Heck no, I could never be a vegan.
The food we eat isn't raised on a farm. The cows that we eat
really?
Don't, like, graze on grass.
Really?
Well, most of them are not grass-fed, and that's true. We eat
yes,
grain
they are.
Bread. We're green.
They're finished out on
the
grain.
The chickens we eat their own filth.
No, they don't.
Well, the ones raised by KFC, I read that they don't even have beaks. They're genetically engineered to have these giant rats that can't even support themselves.
You know what? It still tastes good, and that's all that really matters to me. So.
I will tell you.
I'm on a diet right now, but you make me want to go get me a bucket of chicken.
Can I ask you a question? Why are you on a diet? You weigh a buck 05.
I do not weigh a buck 05, Tracy. I am 5'3", and I weigh over 145 pounds.
You do not.
So,
I'm trying to get your mic on.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, all right. Merry Christmas to you. I was listening to you speaking about being a vegan, and I have several family members that have turned to be vegans. But the reason why we eat meat is because it was commanded to do so by God. And
why do people...
Hold on. Let me finish what it's saying. Go ahead.
I want to hear this.
Okay.
Yeah. And from... the time that Noah came into this life until after the flood, man did not eat meat. And in Genesis 9:3, God commanded to eat meat, and it's related to worship. And we were to eat meat at least once a week. People overdid things, as you were talking about earlier. You could sin by overdoing. And sin will kill you, no matter what it is, drinking water or what. If you overdo it and don't do it correctly, it will cause death. And so we eat meat by the command of God. And if you look up in your scripture, in 1 Timothy 4, starting 1 through 4, you'll find that they talked about abstaining from eating meat. They're going to start teaching that. And they have started so in our worship services. And so today we're doing a lot of the things that prophecy has spoken of that's really coming to fruition now.
Well,
but anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know anything about any of that, but I do know that human beings that eat a plant-based diet live significantly longer and they have better heart health.
But they don't live. But they're not as always healthy, and that's not true. People who eat in balance, because when you don't have enough protein in your system, and when you come back, you'll meet Doc Mason. You got to have a balance. You got to have a protein. And what happens is, we go and we eat all these green. If you are a vegan and you don't study being a vegan and understanding the whole concept of it, it can be dangerous to your health also.
Absolutely.
I mean, what we have to understand is the reason that the Northern European diet is so heavily meat is because the winters were so long, and it was the only source of meat. If you look at the Eskimos, they eat very little vegetables. It's almost all like fish and animal-based diet.
But that doesn't make them healthy. And what I'm saying is healthy.
You can see Russia from their house.
You got jokes now. I'm taking a break. I'll be right back. You're listening.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Okay. Okay. Because my ex-husband has a cousin who is vegan. She makes everything from ice cream to Jell-O, everything. Everything is vegan. She gets creative with it too, but I just gotta have me some meat.
I mean, I don't see.
Yeah,
that.
But why? You don't need so much meat that.
It ain't that I need it. It's that I like the way it tastes. I like steak. I like chicken. I like fish.
But you can have it in a balance. And think about it: if you were a hunter, you wouldn't be able to kill a buffalo to get you some steak every day. You kill one,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You would have that meat for a while, so you would eat once, like they were saying, once maybe twice a week. You wouldn't eat it as much. It wouldn't be three good servings of meat all day every day for 365 days a year every year. Because then, yeah, I do think if the colon gets clogged up, meat takes a longer time to digest. And yeah. It does, yeah, I think, but if you're flushing that colon out because you're eating a high plant diet, which is abundant in a society where you're walking around grabbing plants all day, then you would have been able to gather. And so, yeah, I think if you eat like that, then, yeah, but I can't say because there are people that do eat high-protein diets that live fine. Is Africans have a different metabolism or a physiological way of metabolizing food than Europeans. They just do.
I just know that it brings a lot of problems. Like you said, a lot of people, when they eat too much meat, when you put a scan and you look at the liver, they freak out. You'll freak out if you can have meat that's been here for a month or two that's still in your stomach. You will freak when you see that.
I told a guy that, and people argue with you. See, the people are so contrarian, though, man.
And stop eating meat. I'm sorry, I wouldn't. I'm like, wow, that's interesting, but I wouldn't stop eating meat.
Well, I'm sorry if your doctor
I ain't gonna lie like that, but people are so contrarian. I was on here. She had some kids on here a while ago, and they were talking about they were on a farm or something. And so I brought up some of these things, and they were like, "Oh, this guy's crazy." And I was just like, you know, the farming industry has been taken over by a lot. It's not like it used to be. So,
yeah,
you know,
true.
People wouldn't eat as much like they used to. So things have changed. So, and we're not eating regular meat nine times. If you eat a hamburger, ground beef, it's probably cardboard in there.
I don't want to know about it. Please, do
okay.
Not spoil my fantasy.
and the thing is that meat is the best way to get protein. You can get protein through high plants. You can get there's a lot of protein you can get through broccoli.
Nuts are good,
and
good source and they're slow digested.
Yeah, people don't even
know.
Yeah,
you eat enough nuts and you're going to have problems.
You run into an issue of running the risk of anemia. That's the biggest issue without eating.
You are not going to get anemia
eating
by eating kale and spinach. Those are the most.
No, that's not what I said. I said if you're strictly on a vegan diet or vegetable diet, you're running the risk of being anemic.
You do.
That's all I said. I didn't say eating kale and stuff like that. I said
I'm sorry.
You run the risk of being anemic. That's all.
My bad.
Hey, Sir Beasley.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry
I slept
Christmas.
Late. I woke up happy. I had the craziest dreams, not that you guys care. Jay-Z was in my dreams. He was giving me drugs.
What the?
He was giving me the drugs.
I'm afraid to ask. Where were you when he was giving you the drugs?
I was down the street from a condo I used to live in Los Angeles, and I was just chilling in my car, and he would just ride up and say, "Hey," I say, "Hey," he said, "Here," I say, "I don't want to do that." I said, "But how much you want?" He said, "Just take it." I said, "Cool," and he did it about two or three times, and then I was doing the drugs.
Now, Beasley, how you know the feds ain't listening?
I don't give a dream. The feds I do know they're listening. I don't give a shit.
Oh,
no.
My gosh, Beasley.
Oh, you that's really comical, though, that Diva doesn't tolerate grown folks talking like grown folks can talk, but it really does seem to bother her. I thought it was a joke at first. I don't know. It was just a dream. I don't know, Alabama, about people from Europe and people from Africa having different physiological.
Go check out this guy by the name of Dr. Sebi, S-E-B-I.
No, Dr. Sebi, and I know the girl that works for him. He's right here in Los Angeles. I've met Dr. Sebi. I've taken the herbs.
Yeah.
I haven't prepared for him. Does he say that? But he says
he does. He says that they have different. They have different. We have different. We're wired a different way.
I don't know.
Which I can believe. I can believe that because of you look at wood alcohol and the effects of wood alcohol on Indians, you can see the difference off the top.
That's just like African Americans should not be given lithium because our body, our metabolism breaks down lithium differently than Europeans. They can take lithium.
Well, Germans have been drinking wood alcohol for centuries, whereas when they gave it, you give it to Indians, they still don't do too well with alcohol. They have a low tolerance for that stuff.
There may be some slight differences like what you're talking about in between cultures and different groups, but the fact still remains is that humans, Homo sapiens, can interbreed with each other. All of them can interbreed with each other. And they're 99.99999% the same genetically.
Not all of us interbreed with each other.
We vary from person to person.
Male, female.
Listen, I'm telling you science.
I think we vary. There are certain reasons that certain people's bodies reject cancer and certain people don't. I believe that there are differences, and I think it has to do with your diet. I really do.
There may be some differences in adapting to
diet and genetics,
and there may be people in some environment that have a lot in common that other groups maybe on the other side of the world don't. But at the end of the day, humans are still 99.999% same genetically. Those differences you talk about probably are all true. We're still far more alike than we are different.
I'm not going to say that we don't all have the same DNA helix and we got different DNA.
But no agendas can get pushed when people, if there is a constant message are the same.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. And it's open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. I see Alabama's coming to the room. I think, I want to say Brown may be in there in the private number. We're here. And we'll be here today and tomorrow from noon until 3. Mark your calendar starting on January 6th. We're going to start coming on from 9 until noon. And so we'll
be
on
that.
Yeah, it's great. So we're going to be moving on the 6th of January from 9 until noon, and I'm excited about that. And I want to thank everyone who has been a part of our show. It's all about us. It's not about me. It's Tracy and Friends. And all of you are my friends. Thank you for listening in, all of our listeners, all of our callers. You guys helped me make the show great, and I truly, truly appreciate you. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Tomorrow we'll be here, and then we're going to take off Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so you may be listening to your voice. Because we will not be here live.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm taking Christmas Day off, and I'm going to play Scrooge.
Since you told me you didn't put up a Christmas tree. You didn't put up a Christmas
tree. I never put up a Christmas tree. I quit putting those Christmas trees.
My family got a real one.
We always get a real one.
Smells great.
No, that it does. I have two poinsettias.
Mm.
And that's it. And all my Christmas gifts are on the kitchen table.
Mm.
I'm screwed.
Hold on, Tracy.
If you were screwed, you'd make it. Are you Anna or
Anne?
Annie. Oh, if you were screwed, you'd be making me and Annie come in on Christmas and do your show.
I'm thinking about it.
Crazy?
I'm thinking about it.
I resent this idea that Christmas
I think AJ would actually like it.
Like, laid back, low-key.
But it can be.
It can be if that's what you're into.
Oh, of course. I'm a big Christmas guy.
I would rather just watch movies in my pajamas with my family.
That's a shameful thing for me.
I do want to go out and buy me some Christmas pajamas.
Really?
I get new ones every year.
I'm gonna get some real crazy Christmas jammies.
Why crazy? You want a onesie?
Yeah. It can be a onesie, a twosie. I want crazy
with
Christmas
reindeer jammies. Antlers on it.
Absolutely.
Are you gonna do a video, Tracy?
You know I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. He went viral, and he quit his job. I thought that was pretty cool. I'm a little weird. Four, what's going on?
Well, hey, you know that. I'm sorry.
440, you're up.
Yeah. You guys were talking about how you're slaughtering animals and everything. I'll tell you how I got my turkey. I'm out in country.
You're out in where?
Keep
Wait a minute, he's out slaughtering his turkey.
Must be out in the woods right now.
He's out there slaughtering a turkey, y'all.
could I jump on something while we were on break? Me and Brown were discussing something, and I think, what were you talking about?
Go ahead.
We were talking about something along the lines of diet, and it led into genetics and how people, the same subject, just from a different angle. We were just saying that certain, when people bring out differences, he was saying that when people bring out differences throughout history, people have tended to say that this culture is better, this race or this group of people is better than this group of people, which I think is a sign of social immaturity. I think that, look, I can make the case that the best athletes in the world are black, but that doesn't necessarily mean that black people are better than white or better than anybody. I think everybody's it varies. I mean, it's just you shouldn't do that. I think that is immature, but I do believe there are differences. I do believe there are differences in people.
Alabama, you know it's Christmas, right?
I mean, yeah, but
Alabama,
this is on radio, right?
I know, but Alabama, y'all know it's Christmas, right?
They talk radio. What, we going to sit and talk about chicken and turkey all day?
Yeah.
We're collectively the human race. So that's what it is.
What do you eat on Thanksgiving?
What I was saying is that regardless of the cultural differences and social differences, that human beings are 99.999999% the same genetically, that there are far more things that are the same and similar than are different, but the differences have been, the light is shined on the differences.
My question is, Annie, do you believe that we evolved from a monkey? You believe in evolution?
Yeah, pretty much. We're mammals, aren't we?
Do you not have a religion? You're not religious?
No.
I don't know. I don't really. It's irrelevant what my personal beliefs are. No one has it is.
Okay,
But why, Tracy?
But why what?
Why do you say it's relevant to the? There's no debate with evolution. We're not even going to go there. There's no debate about that.
There is a debate whether or not we've evolved from monkeys.
Well, no, not really, Adiva, because if DNA basically would, if DNA was different to the apes, the debate would be gone.
I'm telling you,
Diva, go get a book, first of all. Go see a scientific and tell him, show me the strongest proof. The strongest proof is the DNA. That's the strongest of all.
Having similar DNA means nothing.
No,
the fact of the matter is, you show me anywhere in history where something went from completely from one thing to another.
What are you asking? That means you don't even know about DNA.
You don't have legs, but they still look the same.
Stanley, what she's trying to say is, yes, most people believe in microevolution, but nobody has ever shown anybody macroevolution, where you took a bird and turned it into a fish.
Well, that's not the way it is if you study evolution.
Stanley, they say we all came from fish, they say all of us came out of water.
Everybody
got to get a point out because all of y'all crazy, most of y'all. It's the end of the year.
Okay, number one, it's been proven by a lot of fossils, it's been proven by scientific, it's been proven by people that study this every day of their life, that have more learning than all of us.
Stanley,
Stanley, when you make a point, you always say it's been proven, go study this, go study. You do know that there are a bunch of people with PhDs and Nobel laureates all disagree on it. This is not something that's just a home run. Like, you make points about history. There are people that disagree on a lot of stuff that you just say as if it's fact, and it's not true.
Well, it
I
is
just
a
want
fact.
You to know
tell
that.
Me, tell me a fact that it is one of the strongest facts. If we take out the theory of evolution.
Well, why do they call it missing link? They call it missing link because something's missing. But go ahead.
What's the missing link?
They call it missing link because they haven't found something, just a smooth progression. They haven't found it. They find troglodytes in bones of troglodytes, but they just found all the way through to humans. They haven't found that. They say humans. Listen.
Did you go
I'm a Christian. Okay. I'm a Christian. Let me make this point. I'm a Christian, but at the same time, you got people that say humans are 200,000-300,000 years old. It's so broad and vast. I would never just say that one school of thought, because there are people that have found stuff that disprove it, but they would not show you where the people these Harvard people that you espouse and all these different Yale and Princeton people show them stuff, and they'll say in writing, this goes against it. We need you to get rid of this. Different size bones, different types
about?
Of just,
there's an entire
man,
about
look, okay.
That's what
you're talking about.
You haven't read everything. You hadn't read every book, Stanley. You don't know everything that happened.
Stanley, there's an entire museum in Cincinnati, Ohio, devoted to creation.
Isn't it in Kentucky?
Yeah, it's across the line in Kentucky, the Creation Museum.
I've been there. It is awesome.
There is an entire museum that disputes everything you say.
It's an amazing museum. And they use science. They use science in
what science
about,
do they
the
use?
Bible.
Okay, so the Bible is
they ain't
got to
use
the
Bible. See, Stanley, you think just because we Christians that we saying that we just saying Jesus? I'm not saying that. I'm not going there with you because I know how you think. We ain't got to go down that book. I'm talking about just basics of the existence of somehow it was created. How? But it was created. That is true. Now there are people, scientists. 80% of scientists believe that. So I mean, you really kind of going down the book.
Hold on. There are something called creationists and evolutionists, and there are people that believe on both sides. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that man evolved from an ape.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Darwinism person. I'm just not. And I don't believe it can be proven, but if you want to believe it, you can. Hold on.
That's your right.
Matt, what's going on? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. How you doing?
I don't know. Somebody's been drinking the eggnog, and it's all spiked.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a nice Christmas conversation here, arguing about evolution.
I said we need to talk about something nice and friendly.
We tried, and that means we got to evolution.
I don't even know how we got there.
I'm not quite sure. I just asked the question.
Can I just say one thing about evolution?
Okay, go ahead.
There are species of monkey that are so evolved and so smart that they have their own system for prostitution.
But they're still monkeys.
Yeah.
They're not
exactly.
And I
know, but isn't that amazing?
How do you know?
Yeah, it is.
Hold on. Thirsty. South Carolina, go ahead, and then Alex. Go ahead, South Carolina.
How does she know that they're prostituting themselves?
Yeah.
I read something about it. If you're trying to say something rude, then I don't appreciate it. But
no, I'm not trying to.
No.
South Carolina
wouldn't
do that.
We know him.
South Carolina.
We would like to know how we.
They exchanged tokens of food or nuts or something.
Bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Don't even go there. I don't. You should never bring anything like that up on here.
Well, they are.
The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
She's right. They exchange Bitcoin on the computer to have sex with other monkeys sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
See, listen, you got to understand the minds of people around this country. Hey, Matt, what's going on? Merry Christmas. Can you help me out here?
Well, I don't think I –
Christmas.
See, I'm a – are we going with Christmas? Oh, okay. I thought you wanted me to defend
the evolution thing. Please do.
Well,
please do.
It's almost Christmas time, and I wanted to call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Guys, look out for the stomach bug. Last night my daughter woke up, and it was my fault because a couple days ago all the kids in my neighborhood were getting sick, And I said, I made the comment, you know, we haven't had a problem with sickness in, you know, in at least 6 months. And I knocked on wood, and my daughter woke me up last night throwing up two or three times. So Merry Christmas.
Yeah, the sick bug's definitely going around. I got the younger side.
I was afraid, hey, Matt, I was afraid you were going to tell me you got a little case of brown bottle flu.
No, that'll be later on tonight. I'm getting together with some friends for some of that, for a Christmas celebration for the brown bottle flu. So,
what is a brown bottle flu?
All I can think, Tracy, you don't want to know. You're not old enough yet. Anyway, I want to say this.
What?
Santa Claus does exist, and he is a black man, but he lives at the South Pole, not the North Pole, because there ain't nowhere in the world no black man gonna be up there all that ice. Okay? Now that's it. Let's settle that argument right there.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought Santa Claus wore marine dress blues.
Well, yeah.
That's Toys for Tots.
He does.
Hoorah.
That's Toys for Tots, Santa Claus. That's okay. Johnny Claus there. I'm talking about Santa Claus.
Yeah, Alan. How you doing, sweetie? You ain't coming home and I didn't get a gift.
It's all right. You'll get over it. Did you see that SNL skit where it's one of the few black people that they have on there? But it was a black guy dressed up as Santa Claus, and it was like on the news, and they were reporting that they were saying how do you feel that the world says that you're white? He was like, what white man do you know wears a red suit?
Alan, you're just freaking out.
Oh, man.
I just thought that was funny.
That is so. That was hilarious.
That was a mess. But you know, there was a mall here that canceled their contract with their Santa company because they sent them a black Santa and they said Santa Claus wasn't black. And that's been years ago.
Wow. Oh, you know what? I want to just settle the whole thing with this evolution thing. The theory of evolution does not say that man evolved from monkeys. That's not what it says. The theory is that they have a common ancestor. It's not that we evolved from monkeys. It's that we have a common ancestor. Somewhere they branched off from a common ancestor, and monkeys went one way and we went the other way. That being said, I do not believe in the theory of evolution, and yes, I am a scientist. So I just want to put that out there that I don't believe in it. That being said also, I'm happy though this Christmas because I'm actually making some of my money back that I'm spending because I bought Facebook stock when it was $35, and now it's $57. So
did
I'm
it go to 57 already?
Yes, at 57. Yeah.
Congratulations!
Right now. I'm feeling pretty good.
Alan, can I say this?
I smell a stock split.
I have a problem, Alex, because you don't believe in evolution. You're celebrating Christmas, and I don't have a birthday gift.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just crazy.
You know. Jeez, oh, man.
Wow. Do you feel the love, Tracy?
No, I don't feel the love. 307, your mic is on.
Hello?
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Tracy. Merry Christmas, Tracy. I'm good. How are you?
Don't say
I'm
who
good.
You are.
You didn't
this
have,
is Annie's
you
mom.
To, you told us.
Wait, Annie.
This is Annie's mom. I had to call in and say, you're doing a great job, Annie.
Mom, can you order me Chinese food? Since you're embarrassing me.
Oh, that is
you know
so
what?
Sweet. Way to go, Mom. Way to go.
Forget about that bursar bill, Annie.
I drugged that girl off to church every time the doors were open, and she has said nothing about what she learned about evidence of a young Earth.
We're working on it. But she, you know, she's really, you know, she's got a strong defense up. But we're working on it. I got a couple more weeks. Don't worry about it.
Well, how Tracy, are you today?
You and I,
Merry
we're
going to
pray and fast together after the holiday's over.
Absolutely.
Don't try to change me.
We're not trying to change you.
We're
just
trying
to get you to come here.
Don't try to change me.
We're not going to change you. You're going
to
change yourself.
What they're trying to do
you're
is exactly what you're going
to
do. You stick to your beliefs.
Don't listen to him. He don't know no better. You listen to me. Don't
Thank
listen
you.
To him.
I will stick to
Especially after that dream he told us about.
Well, I don't even want to know about no dream. Don't even bring that up. That doesn't sound like it's for TV.
Or radio.
No,
no, Mr. Beasley's dream wasn't, it wasn't X-rated. It was just a crazy dream he was telling us about.
Haven't any of you have a crazy dream?
No.
I had a dream about Janet Jackson, and my mama woke me up one time to go to school. I was so mad.
Oh, I do not need that visual in my head, Alabama.
She hit me on my foot. She hit me on my foot. That's why I woke up like, God, why you woke me up?
Oh, my.
This was Janet with Janet.
Like
I mean, now that would be a nightmare now, but back then, you know,
Annie,
back in the 90s, that was a good
thing. You need to
tell
everyone about my dream that I had about you when we were deer.
Hello?
Yeah.
I
guess,
right
you know
right.
what, she don't be saying that when she go to commercial. She just catch out. We don't be knowing that.
She never had a crazy dream.
And she just sneaks back up on us, too.
Yeah, they come back with their music blasting. They need to get some new bumper music, though. That's going to let me come through.
Well, there it was. You asked for it.
I mean, I don't call it. I have some real good bumper music going, man. I have everybody nodding their head. She come back, I'd be like, what is this?
Hey, I got
a
question.
A whole new worldview, whole new ideology, a lot of things.
Well,
I got a quick question for you guys. I just got a new computer a couple days ago, and of course it comes with Windows 8, which I never used before, and it's confusing the hell out of me.
I hate Windows 8.
How does my voice sound?
Horrible, but go ahead. We understand.
Thanks a lot, Beasley. I appreciate that.
Normal.
I knew I should have
sound fine, Matt. You sound fine, but Windows 8 is really. I was using my brother's laptop. I'm like, why did they do this?
I don't know.
It's good if you use it on a tablet, it's different. But if you're using it on a laptop, every time you slide the done mouse, it pops into without you wanting to, it just pops into apps. Then you got to go back and you got to minimize. And if you're trying to do all that with your finger on the little mouse thing on the laptop, it's just, I'm like, look, they should just lock this thing. If I want to go to the apps, I go to the apps. If not, I want to stay here. They didn't remove the start button.
That's
when you
the
click
problem.
The done,
they removed the start button. All you know with
yeah,
Windows.
Yeah, so now you're like, okay, well, now if I want to get to the control panel, I got to go out, back into the apps, go over, type control panel, then it'll come up. Stupid
but,
stuff.
But
now, you got people that know how what
they
did.
They came out with the Windows 8.1 that basically
right.
has the start button. So if you
yeah.
download, well, I know how to do it, but as an IT person, you download the 8.1, then you'll have the start button.
Well,
you don't have
the start button where it was per se. When you go up into the right corner where it brings up your quote-unquote charms, it's now in the settings menu there. So it's just getting used to. I don't have I got mine on my PC. I don't.
But let me ask you, why would you put the start button in the settings? Isn't that
I don't
stupid?
Know. It is stupid.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Because people would say, okay, well, I don't want to change the settings of the computer. I just want to go to the, you know, because you could do a lot from the start button besides just change settings.
I had a problem when they switched over from XP into Vista because I really liked XP and I didn't
Vista
like Vista.
Vista sucked real bad. Yeah.
But I got used to
7 was good. I like 7. I like 7, though.
7 was good.
That because there's a lot similar, but I'm not going to try to get used to Windows 8. I'm going to – I need a new desktop. I have 3 desktops here in varying states of operational.
But see, you only got like a certain window, Brown. They go in about like 8 years. You're not going to be able to use just like Windows 95, 98. Windows 2, Millennium, you can't use those no more. Like, every software now is going, XP is about to fade out.
At the same time, I'm
going
to build myself a new desktop with Windows 7 on it or something. I'm going to build a new desktop.
Hey, listen, the best way to solve your problems with Windows is get a Mac.
That's just like going to Windows 8.
Oh, hold on. That's not the problem. You know what? You can download a virtual machine, and it'll use the resources of the computer, and you can run XP within a Windows 8 environment. You could do that. But you got you know, a lot of people think you got to be real techie to do that, but you can go on YouTube and learn about a virtual machine. That's the easiest way I've seen. Because I was trying to use Oracle, and in order to run Oracle on a laptop, you best just go get an XP.
Well, I don't have any of my sweet creamer. I'm drinking cold iced coffee but with nothing in it. I feel like I'm in the army or something.
Yeah, man. That's the best way to drink it, Bo.
Works, I don't see how y'all do that. I can't do it like that.
Well, I don't have a choice.
If you're in the field, you ain't got no choice.
I'm so glad I ain't joined the military. I'm so glad. I swore into the Air Force, and I thank God I didn't go. just the nightmare stories I've heard.
You
get married in the military, good luck, because your wife, she going to cheat on you. Somebody, you go out, especially if you're in the Navy. You out on the water. Come
hey,
on, man.
Hey,
nah,
I resent that.
Okay, it's always exceptions, but there's a lot of that going on. And I know it. Just about everybody I know that got married in the military, they've been through about 3 or 4 marriages. I'm telling you, that military, and they all drunk. They all got drinking problems, too.
It's because it's a hard life in the family. It's very, very difficult when you're trying to get a
single. They just drink. Military drinking is drinking is cheap in the military. They go to the little thing, get it for no tax, $8 for a done case. Come on, these folks be going off. Man, they be getting drunk as all outdoors up in the military.
Drinking and smoking were
depending on where you're at, there's really not much to do either.
Exactly. So my homeboy was in. He said it was one time. It was daytime up in Australia, Alaska. He said they played forever and wound up. He said, man, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, man. It's still daylight, you know. They didn't know what time of day it was. So I don't know, man. That military is something serious, boy.
You get used to it, man.
Plus you get a process way of thinking that you just accept what they tell you. You don't think for yourself, okay, yeah, unless you upper, like, way up there. Most people, you just get, okay,
that's
well,
true.
That's what they said, dude.
That's okay. Not true. That's not true.
That's not true. You do not lose your individuality. You just think of
different
way. I saw
a Full Metal Jacket. They sure try to beat something out of you.
Exactly.
Beat what out of you?
Look, you're the military. My brother went to Quantico. My brother went out there to Paris Island. He said they drove everybody crazy out there at Paris Island in the Marines. I know you. And he was third recon, and he was telling me about how crazy it is in the Navy. In the Marines.
I always like watching boot camp scenes or boot camp scenarios in movies, though, because it's hardcore.
I like to do that for about 20 minutes. It'd probably be cool to do for a couple of minutes, and I won't quit. I don't want to do that. I want to play basketball.
And
I'm glad I played
getting in shape.
See, that's what they'll be trying to knock out of you, Alabama. That right
that's
there.
I
don't want to do this. I just prefer to play basketball. That type of mentality is going to knock out of you.
So they didn't knock it out of me. Tell you what the recruiter did to me. This recruiter came, got my transcript. And I told him, I said, well, look, I don't know if I'm going to go. You know, I got a college looking at me. I might go to college, get a scholarship. This recruiter went and talked to some kid that didn't like me that played ball at the school. Bill can't play. Bill ain't that good. Oh, he can jump, but he ain't this. You know, hate. Talk to a hate. This recruiter called me on the phone. Yeah. So the dude called me. The recruiter called me. Man, them boys say you can't play. You might as well sign up, go to middle. I hung up in his face. Hey, dude, how you going to call me talking about I can't? Then I wound up playing. And I was mad. I was like, okay.
Bill short for William?
No, that's my dad and my brother. My name Bill.
So your
Bill
name
Green.
Is just Bill. Bill.
Yep.
And you were born in the South?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, makes sense.
What that mean?
Because I don't know any Northerners, especially...
I'm trying to figure that one out. What you trying to say?
Because the only black men that I know whose name is Bill have Southern roots. Usually Bill is short for something, and usually white, but
it's
I only know one other guy named ill, and he has his mother's from the South, so that's not a northern name.
Well, they call folks that name Richard, they call him Dick.
But that's when you have, but then you might have some black person just come out and say, well, you know, I'm from the South. Dick is a normal name in our family. Just say Dick instead of Richard.
Look, I wouldn't do that to my child. I wouldn't even do it. You know what? You can tell what era a child is born in by the name, though. If his name Roosevelt, he's from the 70s. If his name is Jaquan, he's probably born in the
90s. 8 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, and we're heading into our last hour. And in studio is Jeff, Dick, Annie, and AJ.
Got a full house today.
And the chat room is full. And the number here is 347-945-5229. I'm going to pull the calls back up. But listen, I'm playing Handel's Messiah, if you guys want to know what I'm playing.
Handel's Soulful Messiah.
Okay, Handel's Soulful Messiah, a soul celebration.
It's which beautiful. A good friend of ours got a Grammy Award for that.
Who's that?
Eddie Howard.
I did not know that.
Absolutely.
You know, I was I'm friends with Daryl
Coley.
Is
this Jeff?
He did the Daryl Coley song. He's on that Daryl Coley song.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Daryl Coley, a beast. Now, who can sing Daryl Coley?
Me. Me.
You can sing Daryl Coley.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I can.
Like Daryl Coley.
Here's the thing. Daryl is different than I am, but I'll put it like this. I'll match him note for note and run for run. But that's what I do for a living, brother. You know, I ain't the best in the world, but I'm not a bad class of singer. Absolutely.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I used to sing a little bit for my church.
For your video on your Facebook page.
Can you do that medley? Can you do that Daryl Coley medley?
Which one?
The medley.
Which one?
I love you, Lord, and I get that one. He start off like that. And he do a bunch of medley. Man, that joke went off on that one.
Oh, now he is the beast in this
American
room.
American Idol.
I ain't gonna put myself over Daryl Coley, but I'll tell you what. I ain't gonna be 10 steps behind him either. The boy is bad, though. I mean, I have great respect for Daryl. I know Daryl. I don't know him personally, but I've met him several times.
Well, I know him personally, and
yeah,
you know,
I know you do.
I sing in his choir and watch him do races at people.
You know, they don't play.
When you deal with musicians and they're really serious about their work, they really don't want you to play when you come to rehearsal.
No, and when you'd have made it professionally like that,
it was before he was professional.
I got you.
Because you got to realize these guys were in the. This is well, I guess he would have been a professional then because it was after the Hawkins.
I got to perform at Stanball Auditorium. That was pretty cool.
How was that?
That was I was part of was it District 5's Honors Choir? You guys ever heard of that? That's where, kids from Trumbull County, Mahoning County, Ashtabula County, come together, and the day before the concert, we learn the music, and we spend all day rehearsing and stuff like that. And the next day, we have the concert. And this year it was at Stanball Auditorium. And so that was absolutely incredible. I loved being at Stanbaugh. And
do you play the organ?
No, I sang. It was like I said, different kids from all over the county.
Are you an organ player?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say.
No, I just sing. I used to play. I played the trombone.
I could get any organ player in this area money. Nobody has one.
I played trombone for about 5 years, and then I stopped the trombone. Now I just sing with my choir at my high school. But Honors Choir was something very interesting. You meet different kids, you sing, and it was quite the experience, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I gotta change the subject. Matt, your mic is on. Did you have anything you wanted to say special? Because, you know, everybody's just talking all over the place. Besides Merry Christmas.
When I was listening, I was working earlier. You guys were talking about the Phil Robertson thing. I was going to chime in a quick food for thought to kind of throw people off kilter a little bit and see what everybody thought. But it being a Christmas show, I didn't know if you wanted to go back there.
Have you seen Christmas yet here? Because I'm trying to find. I know I'm screwed, but I haven't found Christmas here on the show yet.
I tried to bring it, and you know I did. I tried to bring Christmas here, and I said, let's talk about something nice and Christmassy and. And we haven't yet.
You should have played the Hallelujah chorus.
Well, we did talk about something Christmas. We talked about Tracy's bad experience at Macy's. So that's something bad. It was something bad, but it had to do with Christmas.
I got one. Why don't everybody just give, if they can get one wish, like something for like the community, and it can't be just, hey man, I want a Ferrari, but something straight out like, you know, I wish I could change this about the country. What would it be?
Can I want a Maybach?
Do you have 2 hours?
Listen, I want
to. Oh, we got an hour and 40
something. All I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth.
There you go, right? And that's where I'm at right now.
No, Tracy, can I tell you what I want?
What's that?
I want my old plan back, and I want to keep my doctor.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think that would work out too well for the Christmas show. Good idea, Alabama,
Matt,
but when you start asking people what they want for the country.
Matt, tomorrow we will do All I Want from Christmas in the United States. Today, because we've got an hour left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to talk about, because today's an off day. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Tomorrow we will stick with strictly Christmas, and Jeff and I are going to promise, aren't we, Jeff?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We're going to promise to try to really stay towards the Christmas thing.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about unemployment.
I want my cognac first before we start. I've been drinking since last night, and I want cognac now. I told you, have a bottle of cognac and some eggnog ready for me when I got in the studio.
It would behoove you to come to the Christmas party Saturday. I'm bringing eggnog Saturday, but there's no cognac.
Saturday where?
At the Blue Wolf.
Oh, yeah, I got to be there. I forgot all about it.
So every Christmas party Saturday at the Blue Wolf.
They gotta be alcohol in the.
No.
Oh, no, come on.
No.
No. Nobody's gonna drink regular eggnog. It's the nastiest stuff known to man.
No,
without being warmed up.
Not when you know how to make it. I gotta talk about unemployment. I gotta talk about Paul Ryan and the veterans benefits, and I gotta talk about unemployment.
Okay, what? I got something to talk about, too.
Unemployment, should not be on unemployment for 99 weeks. We need to say amen.
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 But Paul Ryan, if you're going to make a cut, you shouldn't make it just the veterans benefit. You should make it across the board from the top all the way down.
No, they're going to fix that veterans benefit. This is a farce right here. They have 2 years to do it anyway, so it's not going to be an issue because it'll either be at the end of the president time, you know, when this thing even starts to kick in, they're going to fix this. And even the Democrat Senate leader said, "No, this was a mistake. We're going to change this." So they're making hay while the sun shines on this. This is.
So why don't they make cuts all the way from the top down?
Well,
they need to make some cuts.
They had to make sure that the thing could pass.
So why didn't they make some cuts?
Because they had to do stability, and they will get their cuts.
But they
can't do it here on this particular year because.
But are they going to compromise unemployment benefits and the extension of it for?
They shouldn't get
99 weeks of unemployment.
That's what I said. They should compromise them.
But are the senators and the congressmen going to take a cut?
That's my question.
In their cola.
They said no.
No.
Chuck Schumer.
They should have took a cut in their cola before they get any veteran.
No. They don't. Wait, listen. He who makes the egg.
He who has the gold makes the rules.
That's right. And you don't cut your own throat. Why would I give myself a raise? I cut yours. They're not stupid.
I thought they were public servants. They keep telling us that they're serving us.
They are serving us.
That's on a silver platter.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. I'm still waiting for the military to step in.
So let me go down the list. Stanley, what do you want for Christmas?
A book on evolution.
What I want for Christmas, for the nation or for me?
What do you want for Christmas? In your personal life?
Just nothing special. I think I have everything. Health and just my health. And
I want you to sign it. Okay. You cannot wrap and
health.
Or unwrap a bottle of health.
Oh, okay. Oh, something. Okay. Something I want.
Vitamin.
Listen, little Mason. No. We're not there yet. What do you want, Stanley?
A Big Mac.
No, I have almost everything, though. I have nothing material and everything. The only thing I want is basically my wish for the nation is us to be back as American and to talk to each other and to be united like we used to, because we're not anymore.
That's we can't do that until 2016 when we get a real president.
Oh, man, here we go.
I'm trying to do Christmas. See, AJ, I'm trying to do Christmas.
That is Christmas.
That ain't Christmas.
Ask me. I got you.
No, hold on, Alabama. I'm going down the line. I don't want to miss you. South Carolina, what do you want for Christmas? Not from the country. What do you want your family to buy for you? If you really had, you know, your wish, what would you like to get? Or do you just want some more
actually,
clean
Tracy,
underwear and some socks?
No, actually, Tracy, I don't want anything special. I just want everybody to be happy, honestly.
Brown, what you 100%. Got to say?
Oh,
you crazy people. What, Brown? Diva?
Me?
Yeah.
I would like my electric griddle or my really good juicer and to stay out of jail come Christmas morning.
Because your daughter's going to really have a fit, isn't she?
She can try.
Diva, listen, don't call me from the jail cell talking about getting you out here. I ain't on Christmas Day.
And Diva, don't start calling us next year when you get your juicer and start making juice that you're saying, well, now I'm cutting meat. I don't want to eat meat anymore.
Just like I'll never be a Republican, I'll
trust
never
me,
be a
Diva,
vegan or
Diva,
vegetarian. Trust
me, when you'll get a juicer and you'll get the juice that you want, you'll be thinking twice about it. Like,
I'm just
juicer
cheap.
Or meat.
I'm just cheap. I don't want to pay $5 for a gallon of orange juice or something. I'm just being cheap here. I'm being cheap and lazy. I don't want to go to the store and buy a juice. I want to go downstairs and get juice. That's all it is.
Stanley, my wife's been on a vegetarian diet for health reasons for the last 2 months. She's got a juicer. She can't wait till I can cook her a steak on the grill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Alex, what you want for Christmas this year? Dad?
I could tell you. I need a new portable oscilloscope and an impedance analyzer, if you know what that is.
You need a new.
Yeah, I know what that is.
A new portable what?
You new? You want to? Does it make it happen? Does it have to be new to you, or does it have to be brand new? Period.
No, it doesn't have to be brand new, but just put mine down.
I didn't even know anybody used those scopes anymore.
What are
those?
Oh
yeah,
scopes?
You got to use them electronics.
Guys, you got to come to English. What is a scope?
It's a electronic detection unit that observes all types of different electrical circuits.
It allows you
yeah.
to read sine waves.
All different types.
Yeah.
Or square waves or sawtooth or whichever.
Yeah,
all different types. Anything that has to do with electrical types of things.
Yeah.
The people I take things to. I don't repair electronics, but everybody that I know has an oscilloscope.
Okay, I need a new oscilloscope. The one I want runs about $10,000, but I'll go for a cheaper one.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that's why it costs you a ton of money to get anything fixed.
Would you like for me to make you one, an oscilloscope? Because I can make one.
No, you can't make that one.
Alabama, what you want for Christmas, baby?
I want like a bunch of tickets, like a big stack of tickets to go anywhere in the world, like airplane tickets.
Yeah, that would be nice. Remember, see that? Okay,
flight,
guys. That's
overseas
a Christmas
African
gift.
Flight, they're talking about right at $2,000 just for, you know, for something I would like to take. Also, I love the show Family Matters. I got like the first two episodes. I wouldn't mind getting the rest of them.
With Urkel?
Like it's like 9 episodes. Yeah, I love that show. I just like the show. I watch it for
Can
hours.
I
love
question?
That show.
Okay, I got a question
What's
for
up?
You. What happened to the little girl?
Who? They
remember,
took off.
But what happened
I
to her?
I think she was doing
what
porn. I heard she was doing porn. She do porn now, I think.
No. She wasn't doing porn then. My question is, when she was on Family Matters, she was there and then she was gone. How do you
first
lose
two,
a child?
First two
and never,
seasons. Yeah, and then they brought Richie. I'm like, okay, Richie is light-skinned. Like, why they couldn't just get a regular dark skin look? Why they got to get this kid with curly hair? Like, come on, man. Y'all just get a normal child for the show.
I'm just saying, you know, it was like she was there and she was gone.
You remember,
as a matter of fact, Tyler Perry did the same thing.
What, Alex?
Tyler Perry did the...
I remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they got rid of dark-skinned Vivian and gave you the...
Yeah, I like Vivian.
I like Vivian, though. I like the old Vivian. I like her.
And me, too.
What happened to her?
I heard they got rid of that lady because she was, like, fat.
A diva.
No, she spoke her mind and they had a
problem
with it.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
Oh, what'd she say?
Her will...
She just, you know... They don't like. Do your job and don't say nothing.
I forgot.
But you know how they say Will got that show. You know how he got that show, right?
Okay, you kissed somebody.
Yeah, he did more than that.
Six degrees of separation.
You're not talking about six. You're not talking about 6 degrees of separation, are you?
No,
it's a 1 degree of separation between him and Quincy Jones and Benny Medina.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah, you just did. That just was thorough for a rapper back in the early 90s.
Never mind.
They say everybody that's famous got down on their knees to get there. So that's all I'm going to say.
There's a lot of truth to that if you understand the dynamics of Hollywood.
The casting
hold on, what'd you say?
Is real.
Pardon?
Limit.
Casting couch is alive
very real.
And well.
It's been real for decades.
Forever.
Maybe even centuries.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even centuries. But the
think about it this way. Every black male
Alabama,
in Hollywood.
Alabama, hold on. I'm still trying to go down the Christmas list. You going somewhere else. Hold up. Matt, what you want for Christmas?
Into darkness and decadence there where they're going. Thank you for saying
that. That's New Orleans. Where are you going? What do you want, Matt, for Christmas?
I would like Sticks to buy me a 12-pack of Future Brown Bottle Flu. That's it.
Okay. A Future pack of Brown Bottle Flu?
A 12-pack
of tomorrow morning's Brown Bottle Flu.
Right. That'll
that
be
can be arranged.
The holidays, and then we'll be good, and I'll be stress-free, except for the flu.
Okay,
and
so now let me go.
And what flavor of flu would you prefer?
I'm a big fan of the Great Lakes flu, that strain of flu.
Okay.
Or
I
am
flu?
I'm sorry?
What about, have you heard of that stop flu? Can you handle the stop flu?
I have not heard of the stop flu.
So you don't like the Yingling flu?
No, I like the Yingling.
You don't like the Yingling flu?
Hey, are y'all speaking in a euphemism metaphorically? Or is this literal? What? I'm confused. I'm lost.
Literal. It's literal.
Hold on, guys.
It's literally called flu?
The false.
Yeah,
it's the
Yingling
flu.
They're talking about beer, Diva.
I know they're talking
the
about beer, but is the name, is that a brand of beer?
Yingling?
People
love Yingling, Alabama.
If you sit down, you open 12 brown bottles too fast, tomorrow morning you'll have brown bottle flu.
Hold on.
Okay,
I got it.
Can we go back to the Christmas list? Jeff,
what do you want for Christmas?
I want a winning football team and a new
something that can be done. Something that is possible.
Don't tell me I'll shoot my eye out. This is not a Christmas story.
Yeah.
Huh?
Santa said you got jokes.
Let me help you out, Jeff.
Oh.
I doubt you're going to get a winning football team, and you can wear that brown until it turns gray.
That's what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to wear it until it turns gray.
And you might as well sleep in it because you still
I slept in it last
you
night.
Know, you know the brown. You know the
out
brown.
On the middle of the street
you know the
where I fell down drunk in the middle of the street after Pittsburgh won after we lost.
You know what happened to with Pittsburgh winning?
No. I see that they're gay now. I didn't know that. You sent that picture. This is how we do it.
No, they pray.
No, they look like they're gay.
No, they look like they're praying.
They look like they're hugging each other.
They might be. They're happy.
They are. They're very happy. Oh, my God.
They're not gay.
Back to the Christmas list.
Okay. What do you want for Christmas?
I want unlimited tickets from United Airlines to Gillette, Wyoming.
There you go. We're just family.
Unlimited tickets.
All right, now let's get to the real people in the room.
Okay. Hey Tracy, really quick, really quick.
Yeah.
I gotta get moving. You guys have a Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you next week.
You too.
Hey, Merry Christmas. See you next.
Matt.
See you tomorrow.
Or maybe tomorrow. We'll see how my flu goes. Take care, guys.
Jenny, what do you want for Christmas? Merry Christmas, Matt. Love you.
Your supply of ramen noodles.
You mean to tell me you're a vegetarian, but you'll eat that junk? That ain't even real noodle.
I'm a college student. It beats starving.
You want some ramen noodles for Christmas?
No.
Your supply.
No.
You
need
some grit.
And you know your
parents
are listening.
You
need to really, what do you want for Christmas? Now, we know we got $100 going to your account. What else? You better speak up. We know they're listening.
Yoga pants.
Oh. Ooh. Yoga pants.
How about a year supply? How about a year supply of chicken and fish and steak?
And a Big Mac.
And a Big Mac. Every
meal's a day.
And a Big Mac.
I know, gift card.
A gift card. A gift card.
Gift card. Best gift ever.
You know what? I would love for her to come down here when we're having a barbecue and be talking about some. Nah, when I'm sitting up there putting that, we've got that grill going. I want to see what's up. Come on to Alabama, and we're going to barbecue. We're going to see what's up.
You know what? This Thanksgiving, my mom made brisket. She tried to get me to eat it. I almost did. I just took a look at it. I just couldn't do it.
Well,
I'm sorry. I just couldn't do it.
You got to come eat chitlins with us.
I just couldn't eat it. What are... Oh, God.
Hey,
oh, my
AJ,
God.
What do you want for Christmas?
Couple of things.
Okay.
All right. I want a winning season for the Browns for Jeff.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Aaron.
And a better president for Jeff.
That's
okay.
Just 9 wins, dude.
Again.
I'll give that for Jeff. Okay.
So he looks like he's going downhill. Okay.
All right. For myself.
For yourself.
I asked for an iPad for Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. Well, sorry. To be here more, because of school and stuff, I can't be here as much.
You miss us, huh?
I really do.
You guys are psycho. Local call, your mic is on.
I love my
Hi,
iPad.
Hi, Tracy. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas
to you all. God bless you. I love you. Wouldn't it be nice if for Christmas we got an extra hour of Tracy?
No.
4 hours on instead of three.
No. No. No.
No. We have guest hosts.
You know what would be
no.
nice, Tracy? If every day after the show you give us an extra 30 minutes to really get at each other, that would be good.
If you guys wouldn't talk on top of each other, I would.
Hey, Tracy, I need
after
help.
The show, you can turn the show off. You can go home. You can go home.
You know, I can do that. I can give you an extra half an hour at the end of every show. Not a problem. I can do that.
Do you remember the
we'll do that.
No, I'm serious. In 2014, I will give you guys an extra half hour at the end of the show. Not a problem.
Somehow that ends up happening.
All the cussing you want to do, you can do it.
No, Brown cannot cut.
Brown.
Hold on, Alabama. Go ahead, Tiana.
Tracy, the movie Logan's Run, do you remember what it was called when they took the people and they put them into that chamber? They said they were, like, renewing them, but they were really killing them. It was like the people that turned 35, and they had a...
The health care plan.
Toilet green is people!
Going green. It was Logan's Run.
Yeah.
It was at age 35, they took them into this auditorium, and everybody thought they were being, like, rejuvenated. And here their bodies are, like, exploding, and there's fireworks.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Oh, my God.
That
what movie is that?
That movie, hold on. That movie came out in 1976.
And it's just getting ready to come true now.
And I hate to tell you, I have no clue. I was not watching it then.
They
made a TV
somebody
series.
Somebody listening knows what that was called because my friends and I have been wrecking our brains.
You want to know what it was called?
What that that
process?
What
the process
was called? Yeah, because we're trying.
I'll
to
look it up for you. Give me a second.
If anybody knows, you know, where that movie can be rented, or if it's in a library somewhere. Or something.
Oh yeah, so I'm green.
It's probably on YouTube.
No.
It's probably Logan's Run on YouTube.
I mean, Logan's Run. I see that all the time as well.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Probably
yeah,
YouTube or Netflix. Netflix probably has it.
Okay. Because we were talking about what's going on with health care.
It says what was the process of reincarnation on the carousel called?
Yeah.
The computer got doggy. When Logan suggested that perhaps the lost runners had renewed them. The cleaner.
Oh, so the ritual is called carousel?
Carousel.
Carousel. Okay, good, good. Okay. Because we were talking about, I think they were like 35 years old, and they had like a beacon thing on their body, like a button or something that was turning dark, and that was an indication that they were, like, you know, an expiration time was coming for them. It's a really fascinating movie. I don't remember it that well, but I want to, you know, watch it again.
I don't know, and I but I just told you I read on the internet.
Yeah, I think it was Carousel. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, you're so good. That's why we should get you for Christmas. We should get you an extra hour day.
If you want to see how they what politicians want and what they want the world to look like, you watch those movies. It'll tell you.
No.
Hey, if Oprah can have a network, why, let's get a network for you, Tracy.
We're working on it. And that we're working on. A network is totally different from another hour's show.
Okay, because you could do educational things. I remember when Bonnie and Styx were talking about, you know, ways to improve your health and homemade remedies and things.
Yeah.
I thought that was fascinating.
You bring Heartbeat Tuesdays back.
Yeah, yeah, you remember those, huh, Diva?
Yes, that was
Heartbeat
the best.
Tuesdays.
That was before my time. What was that?
This is about love.
So, yeah, she just wants me to call.
Oh, no, Heartbeat Tuesdays was not about love. Heartbeat Tuesdays was spiritual.
Oh, no, that was early morning. I did that in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's when
I remember.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Yeah, I did, because I had on Pastor Paramore.
Yep, every
Paramore,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
I can't believe Tracy and Friends is going from noon to 3 to 9 to noon. I can't believe that.
Loving it. I've been praying for this all year. I'm like, why don't you just move to 9 o'clock? That'll be perfect for my schedule.
How did you bring the other guy on earlier? He came second.
Well, one of y'all, I didn't care who, but one of y'all's moved, so now I can listen to
this
both.
This is better, though.
This is better for
this
us.
This is better.
So you know that we will be here. I hope that all of you will be able to follow us and hang out with us as we move earlier. Some things will change, but a lot and most things will stay the same. We're going to have some fun. It's going to be a more structured show. I think y'all all. My mother's going to shoot me about my English. Y'all all. Y'all's going to all appreciate it.
That just means I have to get up early on Fridays.
Just say y'all.
Can I say yuns?
Mm-hmm. No, you can't say that.
Why can't I say yuns?
Y'all is considered. Y'all is regular English now.
Yeah, but ain't is still prohibited in my house.
Ain't a word.
That's in there too.
Do you think you'll run for a high political office?
No, ma'am. Never.
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 Because we
never
would,
say
no,
never.
No.
We would be blessed.
No.
We would be blessed to have.
No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. No. No, we're done.
Because you would speak and you would do.
And
not only a hearer of the word, you could do her.
We're gonna have her appointed to a position when one opens up with a Republican governor.
Don't get me started on John Kasich.
Well, you mad at
him
too?
Yes, I'm mad at John
Kasich. Why are you
Kasich?
Mad at John Kasich?
Okay, he's totally changing all the school standards. Why shouldn't I be mad at him? The whole standards for a public school are changing because they're going to do it because he doesn't even like public schools. That's why. I looked at all the new standards for public schools that are coming in effect next year.
Mm-hmm.
They are just terrible, in my opinion, because they're trying to make it harder and harder for public schools to pass state tests to meet the requirements that they're needed every year.
It's not that he hates public schools. It doesn't have to be better.
Yeah,
I just think that it's just these tests that are coming out. They are outrageous, and they're not even.
It's going to make you better.
No,
standardized tests make it better.
I don't think that's an accurate measure
of intelligence, and that's coming from somebody who got I'm not even going to say it. I got a scholarship for my ACT score.
And I'm saying to you, standardized tests are good for you. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm taking a break. I'll be right back. The number 3-4.
Hey, ACT scores are good. I just think that I feel like a lot of students and a lot of parents complain and want their kids to have fourth grade level tests to graduate. And it doesn't help. I mean, if you're going to go to school and you're in the 12th grade still taking general math, then you probably,
But the thing,
just,
here's
you know,
my
don't worry
problem
about graduating.
They're focusing more on tests now. They're focusing less on the individual student and actually teaching them. more than just three subjects. There's more to life than just three subjects, which is math, science, and reading.
I agree.
What, and that's what they're teaching them.
And Diva, do you know why that is? I don't know if he was on the show the other day, and where I was saying this is what happens anytime you have a strong centralized authority, whether it's in government and companies, you get fewer choices because it just comes down to whoever's the king or queen and makes a decision that we all have to live with. And this is what happens when you have these big government programs like Common Core going through all the schools saying, this is the standard you need to teach to. And
Have you seen that questionnaire? Have you seen that Common Core questionnaire, Alex?
No, I'm.
It's done in communist. I mean, it's a done in communist test, man. I mean, it's just
I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I do have a problem, and I'm seeing what my own daughter is. The curriculum is now so boring. Explain to me how a child can pass, do so well on their state tests to where they're put in advanced classes. When they get into those advanced classes, they start failing because they're bored out. They're bored to tears. The curriculum is just so rigid. They're so rigid. The teachers
because
have no
opportunity. Because I think the human mind is so vast. I think we can't just continue to just have three types of one form of teaching. I mean, they say education is like 70 years behind changes. So we're still going off what the 30s and 40s on education.
Yeah, our education system—it's the thing is you just have to get rid of it. I mean, you have to let people do. People will come up with the best thing for their own local community. You know,
yeah.
If you let local schools, cities, and maybe even states just handle their own business, then everything will be taken care of. People would. If you just look at before, as you see more and more government intervention in schools, the more government intervention you saw, the less programs you saw. You see, because
if I'm not mistaken, sorry, Alex, Dunbar High School was one of the best schools in the world. Like Dunbar, which is a black school now, but it was black when it first came out. Dunbar is like near the bottom now.
Yeah. You see that in every city across the board is that all the school systems that the government gets involved in, they become less competitive. They start to cut art programs and, I remember my high school used to have computer programming. They cut typing. I mean, when I was coming through, I mean, it's like, God damn, you can't even type. You know, they won't even teach you to type anymore. So it was like, this is in the 90s, but whatever.
Yeah,
but,
because focusing on just math, science, or reading, everything else is expensive.
But everybody's not going to go to college. That's the problem. They're trying to get you ready to go to college.
I remember when I was in high school, they had those working programs. I forgot what they're called, but you either can go to a technical school during half of the day and learn a technical
school.
Learn a
Yeah, we used to do that.
They called it something else. You either get into the service industry. They would teach you how to go into different industries. So if you want to go into service industry, they'll find you a job in that industry. Technical, they'll find you a job in that industry, and you'll be like an apprentice. All that stuff is done away with.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, and we're marching up to the top of the hour. We've got about 20 minutes before we're at the end of the day. We want to thank everybody who's listening in and those of you who are calling in. We appreciate each and every one of you. Hey, did that thing have audio that you pulled up on Logan's Run?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this for my favorite caller. what, Jeff?
They can't tell unless they can see the people flashing out like a bug zapper gets the flies. And the skeeters. Carousel
begins. Carousel begins? I've never seen that. This was made when I was a puppy.
Would you mind?
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We're watching that clip from Logan's Run, the carousel scene.
What the heck?
I don't know.
Way before my time, too, of course.
Only a few. You're just not trying.
I guess I got to go find this movie.
I've never even heard of this movie.
15, born 2244. Enter the carousel. This is the time of renewal.
Logan's Run, isn't it?
Does this have to do anything with Christmas?
Absolutely not.
Then what's the point?
I don't know.
The plot of the movie was when you were 35 years old, this is what they did to you.
30,
like
not
35, 30.
So creepy.
It looks like a cult.
Identify. You know, I'm going to have to watch this.
So creepy.
It looks really deep. Hey, mic's on, guys.
Hey, Tracy, can you post that link on Facebook?
Yeah, I will. I'll do it right now. You want the movie or you just want the link?
The movie.
Because I found the movie.
Is anyone out there that's listening or that's on the phone lines, have you ever even seen this movie?
A lot of them have.
I have never even heard of it.
I've never seen the movie, but it was a series.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Old people saw the movie.
Old people.
That's a little puppy.
Watch how you say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. This sounds really creepy on the radio. You know that, don't you?
Just like War of the Worlds, all over the country, we have people panicking.
I have no idea what this is about, but it is really weird looking. We're watching Logan's Run,
and we have people flying.
There's a carousel scene. There are people. They're hovering all over this.
They're flying.
They're flying.
Yeah, they're in a weightless chamber, being pulled toward a bug zapper. That's what it is.
And why are they being pulled toward the bug zapper?
Because they're 35 years old.
So 30. What does that have to do with anything?
30.
The progressives don't want you alive after 35 years old.
Age 30, people.
Oh, 30. I'm sorry, 30.
That's weird.
Which is amazingly close to Ezekiel Emanuel's complete life system.
And the people in the crowd are just going nuts about it. I don't understand it. Yeah, it's like, this is going to happen to you when you turn 30, so why are you so...
Because they think it's a good thing, because their government told them it was.
Wait a minute, but they're zapping them.
Yeah. And the pieces are...
And they're cheering them on.
Yes, because they think it's good. Why do you think you have 37% that like Obamacare? They think it's good. It's the same thing. Look at this. They got you. They're killing you. They're taking you down a path you cannot come back from.
Kind of like the Hunger Games.
And you're right, and you're doing it willingly.
Hunger Games The Hunger Games is a perfect example of government control.
Absolutely.
That is what I personally love about that series.
Now we got to follow
up
with this.
Tracy,
yes, ma'am.
Tracy.
Yes?
In that movie, what they were told was that they were going to be going in that chamber and being rejuvenated.
Yes.
And that's why they're all cheering and everything, because they think they're going, they're like...
being reincarnated.
Yeah, yeah. So they bought into it, and then Logan's the one who finds out that, you know, they're not coming back. These people are supposed to be, you know, like coming back into society, younger looking, you know, yet he's thinking, well, wait a minute, why is it that I can't have connections with those people? They're not coming back. And so he's the one that, kind of investigates, yeah, and then tells everybody, you know, that they're killing them.
Right. He tries to escape from the dome.
Population control.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But the synopsis I read said that Logan was a part of the system at first.
He was part of the system at first,
and in the course of him trying to capture some runaways, some so-called fugitives, he learns the truth.
Yeah.
Well, no, not in the process, but because of what happened to him, he was about to be into the carousel 4 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ran away. He became a fugitive himself. Am I correct?
Yes, on his planet, age 30, your terminal.
I read the synopsis.
You know, I really encourage you all to watch it because it's a fascinating show.
It's where Obamacare leads the death panel.
You know, cartoons and stuff like that. Dick Tracy, we never thought that we would see all this stuff, you know, the stuff on Star Trek. So who's to say that somebody didn't watch this movie and they're thinking, hey, this would be a good way to, you know, diminish the drain on society.
Real quick, Diane, the Georgia Guidestones have the lofty goal of reducing the population down to 550 million people. This is exactly the type. It might not be exactly a big bug zapper that they're putting people in, but they're going to find ways to wipe out people if they can, because they want what they think is a manageable level of people.
Just like the Hunger Games.
But look, the people that are in charge of our country right now are those people.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, and I'm not saying this because of Republican, Democrat, because you got them on both sides. We have progressives on both sides of the political spectrum, and if we allow them to do this, this is where they'll have us, because they already, there's no death panels. Well, heck yeah, there is, and they know there is, and they're going to let people die, and like the president said, we might just have to give them a pill or something and send them home. Okay, look, I extended my father's life by 3 years by having a heart operation. Well, doggone it, that's 3 more years I had him that he earned as a worker in this place to live, because he earned his health care.
Did you guys miss Christmas?
This is Christmas. Christ came for peace on earth, goodwill toward men,
amen,
not these hellish people that are in control of the country now.
Amen to that.
Sorry.
And I think we're supposed to be looking at the signs of the time and anticipating that.
Absolutely.
So when we see this stuff happening, we have to be alert to it.
I have a question. Do you guys think that Obama...
Hold on. One more time.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Do you think that we'll ever end up with a non-progressive president going forward?
Possibility.
Since they're on both sides?
So, yeah. Marco Rubio, 2016.
No.
Well, I can't even say Marco Rubio's not going to be tied in.
Rand Paul, 2016?
No.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. It doesn't matter. What matters is whether the people change. Because if we have to have an insurrection in the country for the people to get the country back, then that's what must happen. But the thing is they've gotten so many people so fooled on the left side to believe that what the left is doing is good for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. We'll talk about this tomorrow.
They have the right form.
One at a time. Hold on, Diva. Go ahead.
We shouldn't speak in terms of Democrat or Republican. We really shouldn't. We should talk about these, you know, progressive ideas, because there's conservative ideas and progressive, and the progressive people are taking us where we don't want to go. And so, you know, when Diva says, do we think we will have, you know, candidates, you know, that will be strong candidates for a conservative movement. I'm not seeing it yet. It seems like we're offering older gentlemen that at one time we would have thought, you know, these are like father figures. But the idea today is we need somebody who's young and energetic, and I don't.
It's not about father figures, because father figures, A, does not make a person right. And I think
no.
that's where we get, I think we get off track in a lot of ways. We think that, you know.
Well, I think that's where we went wrong with Bob Dole,
well,
John McCain. You know, these were.
It was, I mean, this is by design. And until good people start getting, next year is the year of precinct and executive committee races. And until good people start getting involved in the political structure of America and understanding how it works, then they will always be in the situation that they're in right now. And I only got six more minutes before I say goodbye to you guys for the day. But I think we're getting this all wrong, because we're still growing on an uneducated.
We're fighting it from the right to the left, from the left to the right. We're fighting it from Republican versus Democrat. We're fighting it from liberal versus conservative. But if you look at that, this entity that's trying to usher in a dynamic change, it has nothing to do with those groups. It's something completely all on its own.
Absolutely.
Yes,
it does,
yes, absolutely. They are the same, one and the same people. That's why you have the message of hope and change like it was. They created that.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Henry Kissinger say. And
but
Henry
just
Kissinger,
how they created something on the left, they can also create something on the right.
But
you don't understand. What you're calling the right is not the right.
No.
It's socialism and fascism is what you're calling left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking libertarianism or libertarianism. And
no, I'm looking at it from what they made us believe.
Listen, at the end of the day, let me say it this way, and this is where hopefully in 2014 we'll get it right. It's not about libertarianism, republicanism, democratism, socialism, fascism. It's about America, education, understanding, and doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got all these labels and titles on the progressives and non-progressives. And the problem is people are making decisions and they're bad, and we're making decisions. We're allowing them to make a decision because we're lazy. And until America starts getting involved and quit looking at a facade, old men are not always wise and young men are not always stupid.
Agreed.
Buzzwords should never be elected.
Right.
And we elected buzzwords. We elected Barack Obama. And we need to read the bill before they pass it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just pass the bill and then we'll know what's in it.
And if it's 2,200 pages, it's probably too long for anybody to understand.
You have to realize, why would you re-elect somebody who didn't even read the bill before the bill got to their desk? They
and
didn't read it.
And then defended not reading it. The congressional people that stood up and defended
correct.
Her saying,
right.
well,
but
I didn't
but
read
the same
it.
Thing happened when they went to war. They went to war,
right.
and they didn't do their due diligence. You do your hearings before you give a declaration of war, not after.
Because
that's America's fault because we allow it.
Yeah.
What did you say, Alex?
These people, they just rule over us, which is why I say the real paradigm is libertarian or authoritarian. Do we have control over
right.
our life, or do they have a control over ours? And that's what it comes
I
down to, libertarian or authoritarian, because these people are just ruling over us.
But the libertarian mind thought is just another buzzword if you don't know what libertarianism is. It's about Americans coming together and doing the right
so
thing
we're gonna
no matter what.
So we're going to spend a year educating people on what all this stuff means.
Just doing it right. Making, you know, common sense, the right decision. Even if it hurts you, you made the right decision.
Right.
So you might be a pharmaceutical. But if you know the pill is going to kill you, you're going to ban the pill even though you make billions behind it. That's the right decision.
Right.
The right decision is not to go ahead and allow people to take the pill because you're going to make money at it.
Right? I agree.
It's about making the right decision even if it hurts you personally. And that's the question. God bless everyone. We'll see you on tomorrow. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We will see you in 23 hours.